Attention, all insecure, bashful bitches with self-esteem issues. Are you tired of dealing with kind, good-natured men in your life? Do you have severe daddy issues? Do you crave approval from the wrong kind of man? In order to strengthen our female numbers, the Renegades at Pretty Little Dan, Inc. have created the ultimate dando for you bitches with emotional baggage. Introducing the Bad Boy Dando. The Bad Boy Dando will give your pussy the perilous pounding it needs to make you feel validated. Developed on the mean streets of Detroit, the Bad Boy Dando doesn't take any shit from anybody. The Bad Boy Dando is adorned with a barbed wire tattoo, a leather jacket, and bracelets with spikes all over them, just to ensure you'll have a slit-slashing good time. After getting to know you, the Bad Boy Dando will point out all your flaws as a female and explain to you why it's God's will that you have periods. The Bad Boy Dando comes complete with a switchblade, a pack of cigarettes, and your choice of either a motorcycle or the sweet-ass car from Greece. You'll be burning up the birth canal with the Bad Boy Dando, featuring our all-new artificial intelligence bad attitude chip. The Bad Boy Dando will never listen to you, but always tell you when you're being a bitch. But the innovations don't stop there. The Bad Boy Dando is the first dando that will get you pregnant. That's right. We've genetically combined real seed from Dan O'Malley with fiendish genetic code from Billy the Kid, Han Solo, MC Scat Cat from the Opposites Attract music video, and Vladimir Putin. All to create the most foul, degenerate DNA possible. And once it's got you pregnant, the Bad Boy Dando will disappear completely. The true heartbreak that you deserve. Order now and receive 3 self-help books that will make you think you can change the Bad Boy Dando into a suitable husband. It's the Bad Boy Dando, another fine product from PLD Inc. Bitches.
Thank Chloe and Alfie for doing some venting.
No kidding.
Kind of like when Skull does those spots for other career companies.
My computer career.
You can tell she's venting. Do you hate where you work? Do you hate the people around you? Do you hate the music? Do you complain incessantly? Do you make your own soap? Are you sick of it?
Yeah, it was pretty easy. All you do is get in that mode.
You know? Oh, especially Chloe, I'm not so sure about, but Alfie, yes, because Alfie has been friend zoned more times than I can count.
Yeah, because usually if I throw a line out, he'd be like, I don't know, man. This time he was anything that I said, he was like, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because Alfie is a nice guy. Therefore, you know he's been trumped by the Bad Boy many, many times.
Were you guys loud? How much of this did Alicia hear, who sits one desk over from you guys?
She heard some of it.
I imagine she heard most of it, because I could hear some of what you guys were saying down the hall.
Because she enjoyed most of it and said she was laughing, and there was one part she didn't really like.
Yeah, she let us know the limit.
which part?
You actually left it out.
Yeah, you changed it to what we had originally, which is totally fine. It's, but we.
I don't know what I left out.
I don't know.
You have the part
about the period.
Yeah.
It was worded a little bit differently.
Yeah, I shortened it.
Yeah.
Oh, they were okay. I know they were a little graphic.
Yeah, that's the part that Alicia was like. After everything else, she just goes, "Really?" and turns around.
I want to know
What?
What'd they say?
It was graphic. That's why I left it out.
It was too graphic to air is what he means.
Oh. I thought you were actually, like, thought it was offensive.
Well, I'm sure it is. You know you done messed up when Russ is offended.
Yeah, we may have gotten caught up a little bit. In the moment.
I took a few bitches out because it was almost 2 minutes long with bitch. All right, enough with a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a couple things in the Luke Bryan acceptance speech. I was like, I'm going to take that part out. That seems like a lot of Miranda Lambert fat stuff. Just after a while, I start to feel bad, especially because she's been working out a lot. She looked good.
You'll hear it again?
Yes. Because there's a lot to absorb in there.
There is. That is demeaning as it was. I thought it needed light, happy music.
I like the juxtaposition.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I could have thrown the theme from Cops, but...
That's too obvious.
Attention, all insecure, bashful bitches with self-esteem issues. Are you tired of dealing with kind, good-natured men in your life? Do you have severe daddy issues? Do you crave approval from the wrong kind of man? In order to strengthen our female numbers, the Renegades at Pretty Little Dan, Inc. have created the ultimate dando for you bitches with emotional baggage. Introducing the Bad Boy Dando. The Bad Boy Dando will give your pussy the perilous pounding it needs to make you feel validated. Developed on the mean streets of Detroit, the Bad Boy Dando doesn't take any shit from anybody. The Bad Boy Dando is adorned with a barbed wire tattoo, a leather jacket, and bracelets with spikes all over them, just to ensure you'll have a slit-slashing good time. After getting to know you, the Bad Boy Dando will point out all your flaws as a female and explain to you why it's God's will that you have periods. The Bad Boy Dando comes complete with a switchblade, a pack of cigarettes, and your choice of either a motorcycle or the sweet-ass car from Greece. You'll be burning up the birth canal with the Bad Boy Dando. Featuring our all-new artificial intelligence bad attitude chip, the Bad Boy Dando will never listen to you, but always tell you when you're being a bitch. But the innovations don't stop there. The Bad Boy Dando is the first dando that will get you pregnant. That's right. We've genetically combined real seed from Dan O'Malley with the most fiendish genetic code from Billy the Kid, Han Solo, MC Scat Cat from the Opposites Attract music video, and Vladimir Putin. All to create the most foul, degenerate DNA possible. And once it's got you pregnant, the Bad Boy Dando will disappear completely. The true heartbreak that you deserve. Order now and receive 3 self-help books that will make you think you can change the Bad Boy Dando into a suitable husband. It's the Bad Boy Dando, another fine product from PLD Inc. Bitches.
Okay. Oh, and I didn't get a chance to post it on Facebook yet. I got a few more videos for the Still the One video.
Cool. Just from listeners or any... from any dignitaries?
Just listeners. And I don't know how some of these guys are doing. In fact, forgot what I was going to say. When they send the video, it's upside down. So I just left it upside down.
Oh, no. It may not be them. It's got to be something with the transfer. In the send, because I've done that to where I've taken a photo from my phone, emailed it to myself, and still had to rotate it once.
Yeah, it happens quite a bit. I'm like, okay, I know to turn it sideways.
Yeah,
is it upside down? I don't know.
It might be that they're turning their phone sideways, but turning it upside down, even though when they're looking at it, it's right side up. That's the best.
I thought the phone compensated for that.
I would have thought so as well.
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't.
And it's all guys. There was one chick.
Well, that's good.
But I forgot to put her in.
Oh. You can put Kinsey in there.
Yeah.
I can stay after today.
Yeah, good. Did you ever figure out what was wrong with you Friday?
No clue. All weekend, I was doubled over crying. And I woke up Monday, and I was fine.
Were you menstruating?
No.
I think a couple of the guesses that... people who called in or messaged with was gallbladder.
Oh.
Yeah, when it stopped, did it stop immediately or did it fade out?
It faded out. And then I was sore. My stomach was sore. And my stomach was huge. It was like really, really like protruding and tight. It was terrible.
For someone who's, I'm not saying you're a hypochondriac, but someone who's as sick as and go to the doctor as much as you do, I'm surprised you didn't go to the doctor when you had a distended belly.
Well, I was like, what are they going to do? I mean, I took everything, every stomach pill medicine there was out there, I took. I was like, what can they do?
They could probably write you a prescription for something that you can't get at the pharmacy, at least just over the counter.
Yeah, but I guess I just, I don't know.
They could probably cut you open and take it out.
No.
It might be the best option.
There was nothing in there.
You don't know. You know how you don't know? Didn't go to the doctor.
That's true.
Did you check the commode after you went poo-poo?
I didn't go.
You haven't gone since Friday?
No, I have, but not all weekend.
Okay. But did you check?
Check what?
The commode.
No, not.
I'll have to turn the mics off for this.
She doesn't understand it.
Mm-mm.
No, I am.
No, you don't. Uh-uh. Mm-mm. Perhaps.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Yeah, I totally didn't get it.
Dan knew what it was.
Uh-huh.
That is horrible.
Yeah, that's why he didn't say it on the air.
I bet I got it.
No, I did not.
Okay. No need to repeat it. I didn't say it on the air for a reason.
I'm not going to repeat it.
I'm curious to know if Alfie got it.
Alfie, stewed tomatoes.
Got it.
Okay.
That's what we, you know.
It's about the only clue I can give him.
And he got it. He know.
Mm-hmm. I got an email from a guy.
Kinsey's plumber?
What?
No. Hey, you know you should have taken us to the fire station.
I'm not laughing at that.
What are you laughing at?
But I just don't want to admit that I am. Oh. I'm laughing at something else entirely. Something completely unoffensive.
Russ, I don't know what's worse, having my mom in the truck with me while you talk about, I don't remember talking about this, about masturbating astronauts. Or how hard she laughed at all your space jizz jokes.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
You and the gang really crack me up every day, but I'm not sure I want my mom with me when I listen anymore. Scarred for life. Thanks.
Does he doesn't say how old he is or his mom.
No.
See, at some point he's going to have to realize or that his mom has probably been there. She may have jerked off an astronaut or two.
Leave it on that Russ Martin show. I like it when they talk about Spain. You know, Ronnie, you and I never talk about Spain that much. Why don't we talk about Spain more, Ronnie? I'm sorry. I'm changing your name. Why don't we talk about sperm, Brian? The idiot that called the show about a month ago.
What kind of car does that guy drive?
A Miata.
That's right. What's his boyfriend's name? Mm-hmm. And what do they like to do?
They like to get it on at stoplights so the truckers can watch.
Ah, sexy.
Love it when that Russ guy talks about that. Mm-hmm. Leave it on the station, idiot Brian. You moron. Say, now that I think about it, we can compare tastes.
Mm.
How does Leron taste? I jerked off Buzz Aldrin once.
Really?
Yeah.
What about Neil?
Lance. Neil?
Yeah, what about Neil? Lance.
pick an action. Which one?
Neil Armstrong as well, or just Buzz? What about the Michael Collins guy?
The guy that was in the orbiter?
Yeah.
No.
Not worthy?
Eh. To me, he was nothing more than just a space valet. The wheel man. Lance and Buzz left the orbiter and they went, keep the engine running.
Neil.
Whoever. Try not to get lost.
All right, I understand. Keep it running.
he could have gone back without them, couldn't he?
Yeah.
That'd have been funny.
I think he could have.
Leave me up here orbiting the moon.
I think he could have.
Yeah. You go down and make history. Laugh at me. Mm-hmm. See if I'm still here when you get back.
What do you mean someone cut the tether? How could that have happened? It must be aliens. Clearly it's not me and my NASA scissors.
Perhaps someone stole your orbiter.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember where you parked it?
I see your tranquility is quite large.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least you're in good company. You're in the same club with Euless Police now.
Man, that stings. I actually had a chick on Twitter say that every time she sees a Miata, she can't help but laugh now. Oh, and I meant to tell you, I saw one on, I think it was Friday night, on the tollway leaving the station. Friday night, and I tried to get a photo of it while driving, which is really hard.
I've seen Miatas.
Yeah, but this was a convertible.
Okay.
I just thought I was going to try to send it to you guys, but it was too blurry, so I just said, ah, screw it. But it's pretty bad. Even when I'm driving, I see a guy in a Miata, top down. What hair he's got left is blowing in the wind. He just looks happy, you know, and it's Friday night. He's out. He's, you know, he's going out to get some.
I got the top down so bitches can just jump in.
That's right.
Leron, get in the trunk. Because Miatas are two-seaters, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's where I make Leron ride when I'm out, you know, on my bisexual nights.
Ooh.
I decided to pick up chicks.
Mm.
Leron gets jealous, so he has to ride in the trunk.
Oh. Why didn't he just stay home? Why is he in the trunk?
He doesn't trust me. He's afraid I'll pick up a tranny.
So
and to him, that's cheating.
Oh. But to women, he's fine with.
Yeah.
All right.
Beating on the trunk. Is that a tranny?
Better not be a tranny in there.
You better let me see. That chick got a stick? I tell him, I'm just playing with the upper half.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You have any audio you want to get to, Chloe? You want to break now so we stay on time for at least
A
half an hour? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:35, first check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by ReverseLitter.com. Not a whole lot going on right now. We're getting started off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W right at Eagle Parkway. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic's backed up back from 114. And in the Colony, northbound 121, right at Josie. Got an accident there. This one is also in the clearing stage. This traffic there is backed up, only back from business 121. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at RussMartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Litter.com.
What?
It's this internet meme, Batman versus Superman.
Is it the new one? Where somebody took Christopher Reeve and Adam West?
That's a different thing, but I did see that yesterday. I thought it was quite fun. They took the audio from the current teaser and put the video of the old stuff in there. Adam West running down the street with a bomb over his head.
Somebody should take that bomb and write Dan Lewis on it.
Ooh. Eagle weather brought to you by Dart. Tonight, partly cloudy, 61 for a low. Tomorrow, scattered storms, some could be strong. And a high around 80. Right now, 70 degrees. A 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Yeah, during the break, I went and uploaded the updated version of the silver one. I don't know what my fascination is with this. I think the listeners like it, feeling like they're part of it.
Yeah.
There are a couple of guys that sent pictures or video of them just going like this.
Just holding the finger up and staring.
They weren't moving. They could have sent me a picture.
Did you put in there, make sure you're moving in your instructions?
I thought shooting video meant, you know, look at the other people. Use them as an example of going.
When Statue Finger guy sent his stuff in, he may not have seen motion activated people, or at least the other versions.
I'm trying to see if everything got posted. Looking for the upside down idiot. I like it because he just pops up out of nowhere.
Let me see.
I'll start it again. Anyway, that's it.
Yeah, I say you leave upside down guy in there.
I'm tired of fixing people's video.
And again, it may not have been his fault. It may have just sent that way. Because when he sent it, it was probably right side up.
I bet it wasn't.
Hey, it might have been.
Yeah, I'm going to have to lengthen that jingle.
Yeah, because you added it like the, how long is it right now?
36.
And it can be how long?
The original jingle that ABC ran was almost 3 minutes.
I bet you could get that.
I'll fill it with listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And this browser's not going to close.
Well, at least it's consistent.
Okay, I got it. You got an audio you want to get to?
Sure. We can start with Cut 7, which is possibly the new dumbest answer ever on Family Feud. This actually aired in November, but it was just posted on YouTube the other day.
Name something women wear that was obviously designed by men because it's uncomfortable. But
what? Dang some.
Yeah. What he's trying to say
My answer would have been, what?
Maybe that's part of the reason the guy
Hang
gave the horrible
Let me
answer.
See if I can figure it out.
Okay.
Name something women wear that was obviously designed by men because it's uncomfortable with sex.
Name something.
Okay.
Name something women wear that was obviously designed.
When the weather?
No.
Name something women wear that was obviously designed by men because it's
Something you wear?
Uh-huh. Sort of.
I think I got it. Yeah.
What is he asking?
Women wear.
Something that women wear that's obviously designed by men?
Mm-hmm. Is that it?
That is it.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That's hard.
Name something women wear that was obviously designed by men because it's uncomfortable with sex.
Texas, Steve. Texas.
Good answer!
It's up there.
I'm clear with this. Just tell me what you see.
Texas, Steve.
What?
You heard of the state?
The Texas. State of Texas.
Yeah.
T-E-X-A-S?
Mm-hmm. That's a good answer, Steve.
Texas.
Yes.
You're from Tennessee.
Yeah. Texas.
I got you. Boy, you crazy.
That's when you pull him aside and you put your arm around him and go, do you understand this game at all? Why would you say Texas?
Mm-hmm.
How many bitches walk around wearing the state? Plus you from Tennessee, fool.
Right.
How does that make sense in your mind? Why didn't he ask him? What does that mean?
I don't know. There are usually, after these clips from Family Feud, there are many things we wish would have gone differently. Other questions that we think Steve Harvey should have asked.
Yeah, and why didn't other people in his family hit him in the back of the head?
Yeah, because what's worse, his answer or the member of his family shouting, good answer?
It's up there.
And clapping.
Yay.
For them, it makes sense for some reason, but we don't know why, and Steve Harvey can't go, hey, brother.
Yeah.
Why didn't you say Texas?
Mm-hmm.
You know Texas!
Okay.
How is that something that women wear that makes them look sexy? Texas! am I right?
He's right. He's Texas.
Good answer.
Woo! That's money. Here we go.
Do you even know what game show you're on? Instead of just saying, what do you call him, just a fool?
Yeah, it's something crazy.
Name something when you're with him.
Texas.
Why are you crazy?
So let me host that show one time. Man, you're about a stupid mother. I bet stupid mother is up on that board before Texas is.
Should be.
High heels?
I searched. I did not find the rest of, I don't know what the answers were. And I searched, but everything I found was just this clip, not the actual
game
answers. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so high heels would make sense. I figured
lingerie.
Thong.
Texas.
It's up there. It's up there.
Yeah.
Stop wasting time. Give me my money. Stretching out, trying to be funny. Just put the thing over. Let's go. Damn it.
I'm not surprised people are back just went and just buzzed it right away.
Yeah. The judge is at some point just got to be like, really? You don't even...
Texas. Yeah. Damn, you ain't flipping over yet.
Steve didn't even ask the board. Actually, yeah, it would have been great. The judges go ahead and X the contestant. Steve Harvey backhands him and immediately goes to his next family member without even going to the board.
You idiot.
Margaret.
And don't give me another state.
Canada, Steve.
Iowa. Ha-ha, got you on that one. Mr. Witty Game Show host.
Mm-hmm. Oh, half the show is Steve Harvey staring at the camera.
I wonder if we could shoot our own version of
Feud. That's what I was just thinking. It's a nice local version. Yeah.
We had a big enough area. Could green screen a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Could do it at a theater?
Possibly.
Small theater, have a little live studio audience. Heck, we might be able to do it in our music lounge up here.
That's not really big enough. You know, Kenzie, do it at my house.
We're not doing a project for school.
Well,
shoot it on my front
sweet porch.
That's where we have all the plays.
I have a big backyard.
My mom can make the costumes. And then you made me swear.
We can go over to Kenzie's house and build the sets after school.
That sounds fun.
I got other things to do.
Although if it was at her house, it'd be interesting to see how she would find a way to not be there for it.
Shut up, Dan. Jerk.
We should actually test the game out on her.
I like that.
I think on my laptop, I've got some Family Feud.
When I was searching for questions. The answers to this game, I found there's like, you can look up the questions that are asked on Family Feud with friends with all the answers.
Okay. I'll be curious to see how Kenzie would do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got a few minutes. You can start news. You got more audio.
More audio. We can do cut 9. It's kind of sportsy, but we'll see what you think. This is Floyd. Nope. Floyd Mayweather Jr., considered to be the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world right now. He's got a big fight coming up against Manny Pacquiao. So as part of the promotion, he was on ESPN's First Take, and the host, Stephen A. Smith, asked him about taking on Muhammad Ali and Sugar Ray Robinson.
Well, damn it. I had it.
No one can ever brainwash me to believe, to make me believe that Sugar Ray Robinson and Muhammad Ali was better than me. No one can ever brainwash me and tell me that. But one thing I will do, I'm going to take my hat off to them and respect those guys, because those are the guys that paved the way for me to be where I'm at.
You don't believe that Muhammad Ali was better than you?
How? He got beat by a fighter.
He's a heavyweight champion.
Oh, okay. I'm going to ask you a question.
Sure.
Leon Spinks beat him when he had 7 fights. They had never put a fighter in there with Floyd Mayweather with 7 fights.
That's true.
Tell me a fighter that will beat me with 7 fights.
No one.
Okay.
Very confident young man.
I understand most of it.
The main thing to concern yourself with is there's a guy who's a current boxer who thinks he would beat Muhammad Ali if the two were to fight in their primes. While keeping in mind that when Muhammad Ali fought, tail of the tape, 6'3", 239. He was a heavyweight.
Mm-hmm.
Floyd Mayweather Jr. right now is 5'8", 151. So 7 inches in height. At least that in reach difference, and 80 pounds.
And, taller, going to have longer arms.
Mm-hmm.
And that power that Muhammad Ali had. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I call him Clay.
And you found the reason why I pulled that.
His mama called him Clay, I call him Clay.
It's just amazing to me whenever you've got boxers. Kind of like part of the reason you like the newest Rocky movie is because they did it to where a simulation on a video game is the plot of the movie. Rocky takes on the current heavyweight champ. And that's what gets him out of retirement. So it's the fun sports topic you throw out. Oh, who do you think would win? Both fighters in their prime. And I think everyone in the world except Floyd Mayweather Jr. and people employed by Floyd Mayweather Jr. would tell you Muhammad Ali would whoop that ass. I don't care if it's first fight, 7 fights, or 50 fights.
Man, I hit you so hard, I'll knock all the roaches out of your house.
From here.
His fists are like decon.
I got a couple of things for you right here.
What's that?
A decon and a foregone. You ready to take these on? I hit you so hard. Even roaches have been dead for 10 years are going to feel it.
When you were young, did you ever used to watch Ali fight or any of the big fights?
Only if my dad did. I think I saw the Thriller in Manila.
And that's part of the reason I ask is because there were so many great fights when you were younger, but also it's not like you had pay-per-view as the only way to watch them. HBO and cable didn't exist yet to where you had to have, you know, you had to go to your rich kid's, like, family's parents' place, whatever, to watch the fight. I assume it was on broadcast TV.
Up until, I don't even remember when we got our first color TV. Mm. So I'm sure most of the things I saw were black and white.
Right.
Only time we got to see color TV is we go get ice cream and then park in front of a TV repair store, and they had the TVs on in the window.
Ooh.
We sit in the car and just watch. No sound.
It's kind of like how I do when I go to Star Power. I walk in the little theater rooms and go, someday. Meanwhile, I take that little one on the wall.
I don't know. And, of course, in the 60s, they like to rub it in your face. You had a black and white TV.
Mm-hmm.
Batman in color. Ow, f*** off.
I think I remember seeing as a kid some of the black and white Batman. I don't know why it was on that way when in reruns, but it was. And it just seemed like a different world. And I just
there weren't any black and white Batman.
Well, then how did I see it?
You must have saw it on a black and white TV.
That must have been it then. Also explain my wondering why it was in black and white, because I'd only seen it in color.
No, they made the most use of colors in that series because color TV was new.
Wow, I watched TV on a black and white TV.
You feel nasty? There's some shows I don't like in color. I didn't like it when the Andy Griffith Show flipped to color in 65.
I'm actually with you on that. That just seemed odd. I remember, was it Turner Classic Movies, or part of their big thing for a while was taking the classic black and white movies and airing them in color? Oh, it just looked freaky. I think it was Miracle on 34th Street, and whatever it was. Anything in color that was originally black and white just looked funky.
Well, it was also the process they used at the time. Now the colorization is pretty good. Not that I care.
No.
Any other old stuff you want to talk about?
No, I'm good.
When you were watching that black and white TV, were the knobs still on it, or did it have a pair of pliers next to it?
No, I think the knobs were on it. But yeah, you did have to get up to change the channel. The first remote that I remember having had, I think, four buttons or five. I mean, it was basically just a small silver square, and it was back when buttons were buttons. If you wanted to change a channel, you had to mean it.
Click, click.
Yeah. It was like a double action remote. It wasn't a single push. It was click, click.
One of the first remotes I saw, you're right, had like on, off, and something. And at the top, it said Space Command.
Oh.
But if the... I don't ever remember us having a remote control. Man. And if the knob broke on the TV, Daddy just get a pair of vice grips, stick them in there, clamp it on. Are we ever going to get a new TV? There's nothing wrong with this one.
It works.
And those are new vice grips.
And because of the vice grip, you could be like 2 inches farther away from the TV than before.
If I can get an 8-foot-long vice grip, I put it on that TV.
Yeah, I remember, I think it was my papa said something about, I asked him, I was like, why don't you use the remote? He's like, it's why I got you.
The only reason you come to visit.
Mm-hmm. Who's papa's little channel changer?
Now,
get to work.
Take these vice grips and this flathead screwdriver and go turn on channel 21.
And move the rabbit ears around a little bit.
Yeah.
You need a flathead to turn the UHF channels.
Kinsey, can you wrap your brain around any of this?
Oh, and I hate it when I don't get jokes.
It's not a joke. The knobs on the TV. You know TVs used to have knobs.
I know what I've...
And the knobs would break.
Yeah.
So you just... would have to get a pair of pliers or vice grip and grab the metal shaft and turn it.
That sounds irritating.
Especially when you know Grandpa has the remote, but he just all of a sudden can't find it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what happened, Dan, one time when you couldn't find a remote?
You almost went and bought one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, like as you get older, when it's your TV, where's the remote? God!
I'm not getting up and looking for it. Mm-mm. I'm going to Best Buy. I know where their remotes are.
Yep. Go. You know it's old school when you say, I'm going to go to Radio Shack, get a Universal.
All right, just lay on the couch and watch because you don't feel like getting up and walking over to the TV.
My God, we get spoiled fast.
And you just had the remote like 2 minutes ago. Where did it go?
Yeah, I spent half an hour looking for the remote and not changing the channel. I walked around the apartment more looking for the remote than would have taken just to walk to the TV and go click.
But you want to get in your zone. You want to lay on the couch and think, okay, I have everything I need. And if I need anything else, that's why I'm married. Sometimes I'll fall asleep with a remote in my hand and the remote will fall between the cushions and there's a small tear underneath the cushions, and somehow the remote always finds its way in there.
Oh.
And now it's inside the couch. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, you could get underneath the couch, and you can feel it.
What is?
You just can't get at it.
Oh, no.
And I got tired of messing around, so I just went and got a knife and I cut that couch open. That way, if it ever falls down there again, uh-huh. I know I just stick my hand in there and get it out.
Look at you doing living room surgery.
It falls to the floor, reach underneath and grab it.
Yeah.
Well, in the past, I'd have to find that slit on the upside of the couch and reach around and feel for it. Now I just come out. My very own remote cesarean. Oh my God. We need a break.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
407. This is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Now listen. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. We're getting started off in Dallas, westbound 635, right at I-35. Got an accident blocking the right lane of the ramp to go southbound on 35. Traffic goes jacked up back to Webb Chapel. And in Rockwell, both east and westbound lanes of I-30 between FM 551 and FM 548. Those are all sorts of jacked up. Construction has various lanes shut down right now. Traffic is slow both east and westbound through there. Of course, if you see an accident, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather from the Staples Weather Center, brought to you by DART. Partly cloudy and 61 this evening. Tomorrow, scattered storms. Some could be severe, along with a high of 80. Right now, 71 at 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Okay. What else you got?
I got the news.
All right. You want to go with that?
Sure.
Go.
Ow.
What's the matter?
Paper cut.
You need a minute to yourself?
I'm good.
All right. 410, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Damn, it's in the webbing, too.
Oh, damn.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Tuesday, April 21st, 2015. Birthdays today. Robbie Amell turns 27. He plays Firestorm on The Flash. Have you seen that yet?
The Flash?
Yeah, have you seen this guy's character on it?
I think so.
Okay. And then he's actually the cousin of Stephen Amell, the guy who stars in Arrow. Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo, he turns 35 today. James McAvoy turns 36. Russ, he's the Professor X in the new X-Men movies, the First Class and the young X-Men stuff.
Yay.
Rob Riggle turns 45. Robert Smith from The Cure is 56 and sad. Andy McDowell, 57. Brutus the Barber Beefcake is 58. Tony Danza, 64. Iggy Pop is 68. Charles Grodin turns 80. And Queen Elizabeth II turns 89 today. Two Mesquite police officers saved a man from a burning car early on Sunday. Officers Ryan Nielsen and Autumn Soto arrived at the scene of a one-vehicle crash on the service road of I-30 and Edgebrook Drive around 4:10 a.m. The SUV was already on fire when the officers arrived at the wreck. The lone person inside was unconscious while the car was burning. The two officers were able to pull the man out of the car, even with part of his clothing on fire, and pull him safely away from the vehicle. The victim, Hector Vales, 25, of Mesquite, was taken to Baylor with burns and internal injuries, and as of Monday afternoon, he remained in ICU, but showing signs of improvement. His family, mother specifically, said, "We would like to thank the Mesquite police officers and witnesses whose heroic efforts saved our son." And the officers, of course, quite humble about it on Monday, about their actions. Officer Nielsen said, "I can't say that this particular situation has happened all the time, but I think it was just another day at work for us. It was 4 o'clock in the morning, and we were getting ready to go to lunch. It's just another day."
Plus, you can't beat them if you can't get them out of the car.
That's true. But
I think I'd ask first. Knock on the window.
Do you like cops?
Would you like us to help you?
You look like you in peril. Are you a cop hater?
Do I have permission to touch your person?
Would you like out? It's a lot cooler out here.
Mm-hmm.
You look stressful. Do you like cops?
Well, I guess they assumed he probably did since he was unconscious. But yeah, that's one of those moments where had he been conscious, I bet he'd have been pretty big thumbs up.
I don't know. Nobody really seems to appreciate the daily duties of a police officer. Well, they appreciate firemen. But a cop. If I was a cop, I'd ask. Do you like me?
No. That gets some officers in trouble. They take that aspect a little too far.
All right, go ahead then.
Bluebell issued a voluntary recall Monday night for all of its products on the market after two samples of chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream tested positive for listeriosis. The company can't say with certainty how the bacteria was introduced to the manufacturing line. That's according to Bluebell's chief executive, Paul Cruz. He also said, "We're committed to doing the 100% right thing, and the best way to do that is to take all of our products off the market until we can be confident they are all safe." Employees at Dallas area Kroger, Minyard, and Tom Thumb stores confirmed they were all told to remove the products Monday night. The first recall in the family-owned creamery's 108-year history was issued last month after the CDC linked ice cream contaminated with listeriosis to three deaths at a Kansas hospital. And then five others in Kansas and Texas were sickened with the disease.
Is it always deadly?
No. You've got five others in Kansas and Texas were just sickened, but one of those things, if left untreated, it can be.
According to Wiki, it's about 20%.
What is listeria?
I believe it's just a bacteria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be pretty bad if it can kill you.
Yes. And that's...
Well, I'm just curious what strain it is.
Oh.
All right, then.
It's part of the...
It's listeria bacteria.
Yeah, I don't know what you mean by strain. It's its own strain. It's its own thing.
Okay. What are the symptoms?
Other than
dying.
I know it's sickness. It'll feel like a stomach illness.
Fever, muscle aches, headaches, stiff neck, confusion, loss of balance, and convulsions.
Kenzie, you eat a lot of Bluebell?
No.
Sounds like you do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes.
Just curious. Everything Alfie rattled off, you got.
I don't convulse.
You don't know that because you're confused.
Touché.
Wasn't that part of the symptom?
Confusion, Alfie?
Most definitely it is.
Yeah.
Touche.
Okay.
You win on this one.
I'm just trying to help you out.
Yeah, I think if you go to the doctor, you can find out. Then you would win.
So helpful.
He's caring for you. He's trying to look out for you.
Oh.
Well, you don't know what you had Friday where you were sick all weekend. Could have been that. Could I had scurvy. You ain't got enough citrus in you.
Yeah, because when you left on Friday, you said if you didn't feel better, you were probably going to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
And then you didn't.
No, because it wasn't getting, it just stayed bad. It didn't get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse.
That's
it was
good,
like up, down,
sign.
Up, down, up, down.
Usually, I think the way that you would look at it is, if it doesn't get better, then
Shut
you
up,
would
Dan.
Go. I'm just saying. Because what if you're already at the worst possible point, like right before death?
Did you have the runs?
No.
Gas?
I was burping a little bit, but that's it.
Poots?
Nope.
Queefs?
No.
Squeaks?
No.
Excessive mucus?
No.
Boogers?
No.
Okay.
Just burps and pain.
What did your mom think it was?
She thought it was gas, just like everyone else did.
That's what Alfie came around the corner on Friday afternoon and said, "Dan, would you burp Kenzie?"
Alfie took good care of me. He was like on it.
That's what I try and do with everyone here.
It was really sweet.
Yeah. Sick all weekend. He did a fine job.
As long as you're up here, I'll take care of you. Once you're out, you're on your own.
Well,
That I understand.
Did you actually try and burp her?
I did.
And?
Did I get a couple burps out of you, Kenzie?
Yeah, you got them.
Sorry I missed that.
He asked me, I'm like, why do I have to do this? Alfie, you can do this just as well as I can. Burp her.
But you're good at that sort of thing, Dan. You're good at...
Did you burp her just like you would a baby?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Did you put a towel over your shoulder?
No, I didn't have a towel.
Dan didn't want to burp me.
I would have burped you.
I was eating ribs.
I'm dying. I'm eating.
Alfie is fully capable, as you found out. He can burp you. Put a Dickie's napkin on his shoulder.
Alfie can do many things.
He can.
Alfie can change from a bat to a human just like that.
That's amazing.
Alfie?
Yes, sir.
Holy Jesus. Good
Lord. Did you just transform from a bat?
Something tells me Kenzie hadn't heard that before.
You haven't?
One more time.
I called him one day, and he wasn't anywhere close to his mic, and just by the way he grabbed it and moved it around, it sounded like he had...
Yeah.
That's the first thing I thought. I went, I bet he was flying around in there.
He was. He's having a good old time.
Alfie?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Jesus.
Did you just transform from a bat?
I don't know why we get so much joy out of that one.
It's beautiful.
It's great.
It's a great moment.
Yes. Alfie?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Jesus. Good
Lord. Did you just transform?
And I remember afterwards trying to recreate it, and we couldn't do it. He couldn't quite make that same sound.
No, in fact, if I ever need a sound effect for a bit or whatever of something transforming from a bat, I'm just using that.
Might as well.
Alfie?
Yes, sir.
Did you just transform from a bat?
Was that what everybody thought when they heard that?
Yes.
Initially?
It's perfect.
He's just flying around. Oh, damn, he called me. Oh, sh- Alfie?
Yes, sir.
Holy Jesus.
He's having a fun time flying around the studio, listening to the show.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, he called me. Okay. Got about 5 minutes.
Okay. Speaking of that, I know it's random. Did you get that text I sent you last night? The Don Knotts picture?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
What? What? What is it?
Someone photoshopped an image of Don Knotts onto Nosferatu and then dubbed it Nosferatu.
I was like, has Dan been drinking?
That's funny to you.
It was. It was a really good photo. Hey, hang on. Let's see.
You know, you can show me another time.
It's vampires and bats and such.
Oh, that's great.
See, aren't you glad?
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Bachmann says the rapture is coming. And, of course, she's blaming Obama. In a radio interview last week, Bachmann, the former Minnesota Republican congresswoman, told End Times host Jan Markell, "We need to realize how close this clock is getting to the midnight hour. We in our lifetimes potentially could see Jesus Christ returning to earth and the rapture of the church." Bachmann cited the Obama administration's nuclear negotiations with Iran as a cause. She said, "Barack Obama is intent. It is his number one goal to ensure that Iran has a nuclear weapon. If you look at the president's rhetoric and if you look at his actions, everything he has done has been to cut the legs out of Israel and lift up the agenda of radical Islam."
Just call him the Antichrist. That's so exactly what she's saying.
I guess you're right.
Every time she talks, she always looks like she is zoned.
Yeah. I mean, she was already a little out there, but ever since she left office, it's like her real views have come out, and she's just gone nuts.
But during interviews, when she's talking to someone, it's always this, almost no blinking, as if she doesn't really see you.
It's creepy. And
she blames this administration for Armageddon coming.
Mm-hmm.
The rapture.
Yes, which is interesting, because on one hand, as a Christian, you kind of should look forward to it. because that means you get raptured and you go to heaven. Then all the crap people on earth are left to deal with the aftermath.
Yeah. What are you worried about?
You should. It's
supposed to be a good time.
Yeah. If instead of criticizing him for it, you could then be saying, hey, here we are. It's time to get your house in order, as Russ's dad would say.
God, that bastard. 6 years old. You better get your affairs in order. Jesus coming. When? I don't know.
Daddy, I'm 6. I don't have any affairs.
What I got to get straight? You mean go clean up my room because Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
And that's stuck with me forever.
Yes.
Where you live in this constant state of paranoia of, is it now?
Mm-hmm. She went on to say that abortion and gay marriage were also a part of the cause, arguing that God is punishing the United States for embracing a pagan view. Any nation that accepts God and his principles is blessed, and those who push away are cursed. That's what we're seeing happen to the United States. We will suffer the consequences as a result.
She sounds like she's in the congregation at the Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah. And anytime you get linked to them, that's probably when you should start to, you know, analyze, reflect.
God is punishing us because we accept gays.
Gay marriage and abortion.
Well, who's being punished? What is God doing? To whom?
I guess she's saying that all the problems happening in the United States right now are a direct result of those things, therefore angering God, and God's punishing the United States.
How?
I guess economically. She doesn't mention anything specifically, so anything I throw out is going to be speculation. For all I know, she may think that God is also, like, part of God's punishment is the Boston Marathon bombing, Oklahoma City, 9/11. Any kind of major attack, a religious nut will then say, ah, see, that's God. God's punishing us. Pat Robertson would say, this is God punishing us for letting dudes do it in the butt. Even though that's been going on for centuries.
Well, I can't stop. Let's just go with the gay thing. I can't stop people from being gay. So why would I be punished?
Because enough people on the planet have embraced it. They're accepting it as opposed to rejecting it.
I'm supposed to love my brother. I don't mean I've got to accept his lifestyle.
But that's not what it says in the Bible. In the Bible, it's abomination. And it says,
I'm not lying with that man.
See, as a Bible beater, it's really hard to tell you because the Bible's
confusing.
Conflicts. It conflicts.
I'm picking the part of the Bible that backs up my position.
Mm.
I thought I wasn't supposed to judge other people. That ain't the part of the Bible I'm talking about right now.
No. Because
I thought I was supposed to love my brother.
Yeah, as long as he don't suck him.
I don't suck my brother.
Well, I mean, like, he doesn't suck anyone else's.
Or, well, I can't stop him from his sucking. I didn't say the whole word.
No, you're good. For all
it's,
I heard.
It's not like they're out in public and I'm swatting weenies out of their hands.
Spit that out.
Hey, this is my beat. I'm on Homo Patrol. Spit it out. Put it down. Move your hand.
Like your religious version of Kick-Ass. Patrolling your neighborhood.
What were you two fellers doing off in them bougies? You got some right here.
Oh.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd just wipe it off.
Man, you assumed a lot.
And Michelle Bachmann backs all this up with what?
Nothing.
I haven't heard.
Oh, she's got no evidence for it. It's just it's the same type of thing that you would throw out from the pulpit if you know you wanted to say, see, all right, it's the end times, or it's the same thing that a guy standing on a planter in the middle of Sundance Square will shout, saying, "The end is nigh."
What day? If you know the end is coming, we all know the end is coming. But you seem to have a little more insight. What day?
I don't know.
Well, how do you know it's coming?
Because it is. Look at all the signs.
Which ones?
Yeah, because if you think about it, there's been lots
of
signs.
Well, this one that I'm holding that says the end is near.
Oh, that's a loophole.
I don't know why anybody... It's like conspiracy theorists of, I know more than you do. I'm smarter than everybody else out there. I know when the end is coming. What day? I don't know. Are we talking about a year? Couple of years? Month? I don't know. I just know it's near. Well, what's near to you?
Yeah, just give me a ballpark. Something.
100 years? 20. 20 minutes. Just give me a zone. Okay, you're holding up a sign. The end is near. What would you like me to do about it?
If it was the 20-minute version, then there's only, you know, the only thing you can do is just get on your knees and pray.
Well, they're not going to tell you anything. They're not going to give you... I'm just saying they're holding up the sign. The end is near. All right. Wait. I'm going to come up to you with the sign going, and what do you want me to do about it?
The Bible even specifically says that nobody's going to know it all. Nobody at all will know. Everyone's just going to be hanging out, chilling, not expecting it at all. And then, boom, Jesus is back.
You mean like he shows up at happy hour?
Like lightning out of the east, I think is what it says.
Well, what about all the signs in the Bible that say you'll see this leading up to the apocalypse?
I think most of that stuff is vague. Mm. And it's intentionally vague.
So just all of a sudden, I'm going to get up and Jesus is going to...
Yes, sir.
Damn it. Jesus was a bat.
I did not see that coming.
How long you been hanging up there?
That was awesome.
I don't get these people that seem to have some type of insight. And why would you be privy to that and nobody else? Well, if you knew your Bible, then you'd know the end is near.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, first of all, my dad told me that all the way up until he died.
Right. There are many instances that you could go back throughout history and point to as a sign of the apocalypse. The Earth history is full of tragedies, catastrophes, but none of them on the apocalyptic level. Well, I mean, maybe a couple, but nothing that we actually know about as far as that we saw. Like dinosaurs, if you could dig one up, they might tell you, but they can't. But otherwise, it's always a series of events like...
How come dinosaurs are here before us?
I like to think of God as a child. So he was kind of young, and he wanted something to play with, like you would as a child. So you're like, ooh, dinosaurs. Ooh, T-Rex.
Then he got tired of playing with them, so he just hit the Earth with an asteroid.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And then he created people.
Couldn't it just put them at the bottom of the toy box?
Well, I think that's just his version of it.
That must have been Old Testament God.
Yeah.
Stupid toys.
He kind of did put them in the bottom of the toy box. If Earth was a toy box, he basically had them just become back part of the Earth, and that's what we use now to drive cars.
The whole thing is fascinating.
Isn't it?
Driving on dinosaurs.
Uh-huh. My Silverado drives on T-Rex blood.
If it weren't for dinosaurs, we wouldn't have combustion engines.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we could have coal cars.
Yeah, we could still have that.
Probably wouldn't pass state inspection.
Not even close. They wouldn't even let you pull into the bay. Just get out. Don't even.
Well, it only smokes when it's running.
That's the way you got to pass this thing.
Alfie, do I want to take that for a break?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
It's Dan O'Malley for New Fine Arts. With the tax season over, hopefully you got everything filed and you've got a nice fat return on the way. And people are clamoring for that refund. They want you to spend it at their place. And one place you should definitely consider is New Fine Arts. Because They got gifts that'll keep on giving. So you can actually put the refund to use and get lucky in the bedroom with the help of New Fine Arts, where they have the biggest and best selection of adult toys, lubes, DVDs as well, and all your vapor needs, including CBD-infused vapor and edibles. They're always open, 24/7.
Edible what?
Edibles.
Edible what?
Like the candy stuff. They got the edible undies.
Man, I ain't eating no chick's underwear. I don't like eating what's underneath it. Makes you think I want to eat her squirrel covers.
Have you ever tried it?
What?
Have you ever tried it?
Do you know who you're talking to?
I'm just saying. Don't knock it till you try it.
What flavor are them panties?
I think they come a few different ones. I think we'll see. I've seen strawberry, cherry.
Chicken of the sea?
No. I don't think that flavor, they have that.
Well, I ain't eating it. Sorry, Charlie.
Well, that's sad for you.
Why?
Because you're missing out on...
I'm missing out on what?
You're missing out on things.
Yeah. If I want that, I just go on down to the lake and shove my face into a catfish.
Well, you enjoy that and enjoy the time you spend with that catfish. In the meantime, the rest of us are going to enjoy life and have companionship. And we can keep that companionship spicy by going to New Fine Arts. 24 hours a day,
edible
7 days
panties,
a week.
That's crazy.
Three convenient locations in Dallas. 1720 West Mockingbird, 1966 West Northwest Highway, and Shiloh Road at Northwest Highway. Find your ozone at New Fine Arts.
440. Another check on traffic. Over to MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic is brought to you by the new 2015 Dodge Challenger RT. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound 75 right at Royal Lane. There was an earlier stalled vehicle there that has now been cleared out. Traffic is still slowly unwinding back from 635. And in Farmers Branch, northbound I-35 right at Valwood Parkway, you got a stalled vehicle there. It is blocking the right lane. That one has traffic backed up back to Mañana. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. That's russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Blew the line and missed it.
Crap, I know.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Bank of Texas. Tonight, partly cloudy and 61. Tomorrow, scattered storms. A high around 80. Right now, it's 71. And 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle.
Oh, Andy, you can and you can't without taking.
Bitch! Line one, Alfie?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, James.
Yeah, I don't know what I was just listening to when I was on hold, but now my brain hurts. It's like 10 commercials at once playing, so... I oddly want to eat chicken right now and go buy into cars. So,
wow. What a great call. Thanks for telling me about what you think when you're on hold.
Man, that was effective.
What did he want?
He was calling saying that there are signs and that Jesus basically said, you know what, I gave you signs last time. I'm not going to give you signs again this time.
He's just going to pop in.
Yeah.
And I wonder where he'll start.
What about Book of Revelations? That's like full of signs.
What signs are we supposed to watch for?
I don't know. They're vague. There's all in there.
There are a bunch of vague signs in Matthew, but it's stuff like volcanoes will happen and earthquakes will happen and there'll be famine and bugs and stuff.
See, and that's the best way you go about it. It's nice and vague, but specific. This is going to sound dumb, but specifically vague, because that type of stuff has happened throughout history. Oh my God, a volcano erupted. Jesus is coming. Yeah, it's happened a few times.
And who's he going to talk to first?
Man, that's a good question.
And who's going to believe him?
Probably.
You better have a pretty good show planned, Jack.
Oh, is having to convince people?
Yeah.
Yeah, because on one hand, I could see Jesus starting out saying, what do you mean I have to prove it? I'm Jesus. You should."
Just because you walk up and say you Jesus don't mean you Jesus.
Well, yeah, I should be in your heart. You should know what is me.
Jesus in my heart, but I don't know of you Jesus. You get ID? Driver's license? Sam's card?
No, I'm...
Costco?
I'm from heaven. We don't have those there. We don't need an ID.
Well, you're going to come up and tell me, you Jesus, you better have more than that. do something Jesus-like.
All right, I'll make the Statue of Liberty disappear. What?
I already saw that. I saw that on Penn and Teller and Bull.
Really, they did that?
Mm-hmm. They're walking on water. Everybody does that now.
Oh man, that really killed back in.
They blamed and stole all your shit.
They really killed back in 33 A.D. What if I took a boat and made it disappear?
What kind of boat?
Like a really, a sub. Submarine.
Made it disappear?
Yeah.
I saw Penn and Teller do that.
Yeah. What haven't Penn and Teller done? They took all my good stuff.
I don't know, but you better come up with something good.
All right, hang on. Ooh, what if I made a Kardashian intelligent?
Which one are you, Jesus or God?
Yeah, because only your daddy can do something like that.
I think you get a little too big in your sandals.
It
would be a tough crowd, man.
Well, especially, you know, it's like, what was the movie? Oh, God.
Mm.
With John Denver and George Burns.
Mm-hmm.
And George Burns has to convince the court that he's God.
Yeah.
So he turns to the judge, because now God's on the stand. He goes, pick a card, any card. Judge says there's not any cards there. Right there. Well, I've seen people do that on television all the time. All right, watch this, slick. Then he vanishes. After this movie, I'm going to get together with Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra? Who did I say that George Burns got together with and killed John Denver?
Oh, Jack Benny?
Right? Yeah, that was
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
We had enough of him. So I got together with Jack Benny, pushed him off a cliff in a plane. Pushed him off, said goodnight, Gracie, went home.
Yeah.
That's my George Burns.
It would be fun to watch social media, though, when Jesus does get back, because then that means there has to be a hashtag for it, and it'll have to start trending. Hashtag Jesus is back. And then that means Twitter trolls are going to hijack the hashtag. And they're going to, like, take pictures in their wieners and hashtag that with Jesus is back. And now we're all looking at wiener pictures and Jesus gets lost in the shuffle.
And again, how do you decide where to go? Who's your first point of contact?
If you're Jesus and you, oh, man.
Because you've got to respect all the religions.
You do.
Unless, you know.
And you
don't. The ones that pray to a cow.
Well, it's Hindu.
Well, they believe in Jesus.
Actually, I think Jesus is one of the 287.
What?
In Hindu, there's, I believe, 287 gods, and I think Jesus is one of them.
But the Bible says...
Or it might be like one of the lower ones. But
there should only be one.
The Bible says lots of things that don't happen.
Have no other god before me. Well, I should be at the top.
He is pretty implicit about that. But hey, I mean, at least, you know, some of the major religions at least acknowledge Jesus.
Okay. Just curious, what's he going to do? Is he going to take over all the TV stations, everything?
Again, everyone's going to think it's Anonymous doing it.
Is that him or General Zod?
Yeah, exactly. My God, that's not Jesus. It's Zod. We'd actually stand a better chance. This was going to be sad. We would stand a better chance if Jesus dressed up like Superman and did all that business. Then if Jesus showed up in what we would be stereotypical Jesus, you know, the
robe, flip flops.
Exactly.
Long hair, beard.
Yeah. We'll believe the super Jesus before actual Jesus.
That'd be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is great. Jesus is here to fight crime.
Yeah, he looks better in that cape than that robe when he's flying.
Mm-hmm.
Flying in that robe, he looks silly. Looks like he just got up.
I have to keep his shoes on.
I'm not so sure about this robe thing. It doesn't make for a very good costume.
Now, especially when he took off, when he just jumped up and flew.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I saw his robe.
Huh?
He didn't have no panties.
Oh, no.
I saw Jesus jump.
Yeah, I don't think they had the traditional underwear back then. Of course, you're in heaven. What's in, you go commando. He likes to feel the wind.
Likes to feel air hitting it in all different directions. That's fun. And Harry, damn it. Somebody ain't heard of razors.
Well,
damn, Harry Ball Jesus.
Oh, man.
Let's finish news.
Yeah.
You can't get the sun or something to burn some of that stuff off, like laser hair removal?
Oh, man. Oh, man, I saw Jesus' robe. Oh, man, don't ever stand underneath him when he take off.
It looked like that scene where that Sasha Cohen guy slung into the window and his pecker hit the glass.
Yes.
That's what it looked like. Hard for me to think of him in as a Messiah now that I've seen his junk.
Mm-mm-mm.
I wonder how many people have sold their cars. I'm not turning the radio off. I'm just getting out and leaving this car right here.
Mm-hmm. Like a radio rapture.
I don't want any association.
Luke Bryan. He believes, this is actually pretty cool on his part. Luke Bryan believes artists should never hesitate to sign autographs and pose for photos. He says that's just how it ought to be, in my opinion. In fact, when a fan asks if they can take a pic with him, he tells them, "You better. When else? When are you going to be right here? When is it going to go down like this? You better get it while you can."
I think some celebrities look at it as if it's a large crowd,
mm-hmm.
You do one. You have to do them all.
Yeah.
And wherever you're going, you're not going to get to. That's what I like about radio. Sort of be a celeb, sort of not.
You get certain perks.
You do. And because very few people will approach, I guess, any of us. You always got time to visit.
Yeah.
Except that one day that I was going to put Rocco down. A listener wanted to talk.
Oh, not.
I felt bad enough to where I said something on the air about it.
That's right. It was a guy in the elevator who picked up a prize or something, and he was excited because he was in the elevator with you, and then you blew him off.
And his girlfriend's giving him grief. Oh, that's your hero. Man can't stop. Talk to you for 3 seconds. I knew she was going to give him grief.
You could tell by the look on her face?
Yeah. That was one of the biggest reasons. First of all, I felt bad about it. I knew I had to get up here, studios, and make the call to the vet and make the decision. And I just... But it still bothered me. But at least he got to straighten his bitch out.
Yes, he did. Yeah, because he heard it, and he called in and said, yeah. And he said, thank you. That was very nice.
See that? I picked a good hero, bitch.
But, you know, like I could see Luke Bryan, if he was like to stop into a Subway somewhere and people would recognize him, I bet he would take pictures with everybody in the restaurant. That's kind of smart to do it that way.
Well, it's one thing to say you'll do it, but actually doing it.
Man, I'd do it.
But why didn't you walk out into the crowd at the ACMs or the ATMs, whatever it is, and sign everybody's autograph?
Well, they didn't ask. I walked through a couple of times, but what I had to do was get from stage to stage for my next announcement.
Kenzie, did you hear Luke Bryan's acceptance speech?
No.
You know he won.
I am the ACM Entertainer of the Year. Hi, I'm Luke Bryan.
Again?
Yeah. Hi.
Oh, wow.
No, not, well, yeah, again, because I won it 2 years ago.
Right.
But, see, what happened was I was the 2014 CMA Entertainer of the Year. Now I am the
ACM.
ACM Entertainer of the Year. I was trying to remember the year. I don't know if it's for the fiscal year 2014 or the 15.
I'm confused of the two awards.
How?
You got, the first one's what?
The CMAs, Country Music Awards.
And then the other one is the American Country Music?
Academy of Country Music Awards.
Which one's bigger?
They're both equally awesome. You know how I know that? Because I won them. You know all the ones I didn't win? Those suck.
Taylor Swift got those?
No, it's Miranda.
Sorry.
Taylor Swift gets her share, too. Grammy bitch.
You want to hear some of Luke Bryan's acceptance?
Yes.
This was from this past Sunday.
Yeah.
At Cowboy Stadium.
It's a big night.
Oh, okay.
And the Academy of Country Music Entertainer of the Year is Luke Bryan!
Hell yeah.
Wow. I'd like to say I didn't expect this, but let's be real. I deserve this here award. And if I hadn't won...
What is it, Kenzie?
Who is that?
Luke Bryan.
Really?
I know. Is that Dan?
That's Luke Bryan. You hear Steven Tyler introduce him?
Okay, yes.
That's Luke Bryan.
Okay, keep going.
I would have burned this damn stadium to the ground. I don't give a fuck if the Cowboys play here. My favorite team's the Toronto Blue Jays. I'd like to thank God, but he didn't have shit to do with writing Shake It for me, girl. In fact, he tried to talk me out of it. I'm glad I didn't listen. To Miranda Lambert, I just want to say, fuck you, right in your big fat face. And to my dear friend, Blake Shelton, I'd like to say I'm sorry about that time I came on your back. To Garth, I want to say, this is what you get for only giving me one hug, you piece of shit. I'm glad I beat you and all these other bitches they nominated. Jason Aldean, you can suck it. And Florida Georgia Line, you're a bunch of indecisive pussies. Make up your goddamn mind. Well, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't excited, though. I came here hoping to bang your cheerleader. It didn't happen, but at least I gave Jerry Jones some glory hole backstage. But I am really impressed by this place, Cowboy Stadium. This place is huge. Not as big as Miranda Lambert's ass, but it's still pretty big. Oh, hey, guess what, Miranda? You may have won 4 awards tonight, but I know your t's has gone bad. I also want to thank big-eared Tony Romo for throwing that football to me. And I'd like to make fun of him, but honestly, I look up to him because he left Jessica Simpson at an IHOP in the middle of Texas. I told Blake to do that to Miranda. Bitch probably wouldn't even notice, especially if it's all you can eat pancake day. You bastard better not start that goddamn music. I ain't done yet. That's right. You better turn that down. I'd like to take this moment to say fuck you to the following people. Justin Moore, Jason Aldean, the Decepticons, Hank the Fourth, Brooks but not Dunn, that deep voice guy at Oak Ridge Boys, both of the Bellamy brothers, Mo, not Joe, Robert Jeffress, Dan Lewis, and that sack of shit, J.R. Schumann. And fuck you to the Dallas City Council for making me pay 5 cents for a plastic bag. And last but not least, I'd like to thank the person most responsible for making this happen. Me, LB out. That's right.
I wonder if that's gotten back to J.R. Schumann over at KSCS.
Man, I hope so. Not sure.
Decepticons.
That's right, man. They a-holes.
What did I do to piss off Luke Bryan? And how did I get on the same list with Dan Lewis of the Decepticons? I thought they'd like me.
We do. But I'm serious, though, man. When I come across some fans, I want to make sure I get in every photo. If they ask, I will do it. And I'm trying to make each one kind of unique. You know, I'll do the standard stuff. Like, I'll do the little bunny ears behind the head. I'll grab my crotch. Occasionally, I'll finger their butt. You know, something to make it memorable. Like, something where they realize, hey, I met Luke Bryan. Hi. Is that his finger in my derriere? Yes, it is. And sometimes you want to give them something to remember you, not just a photo. So I'll pluck off a little chest hair. So here, you take that with you.
Tell Kenzie some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that was going on at the ACMs.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the keep-away game you were playing.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. I got to find that. Well, I don't see that, but I remember some of it because I was there. I'm Luke Bryan. Hi. One of my favorite moments, you heard it there, was Randy Travis showed up last night. He made a public appearance. So we all celebrated after the concert aired, and we played a game of keep away with him. I won.
So you meet people that admire you all the time?
I do. I come across fans, and Blake Shelton's back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Martin Show.
505.
This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas.
Alfie Dorn.
Don't want to talk to
JR now or later?
I told him it'd be about 90 seconds. We got to do traffic and weather.
Okay. Well, let's start again because I didn't want to use that bed. I like this one.
505. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over to MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Key Whitman Eye Center. Starting off in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at Oaklawn. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back to the medical district. Also in Dallas, southbound 75, right at Royal Lane. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there's backed up back from around the I-5. Let's move into Richardson, southbound 75, just before Campbell Road. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the HOV lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Brenner Road. In Plano now, northbound 75, right at the bush. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Arapahoe. And in Farmers Branch, northbound I-35, right at Valwood Parkway. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Northwest Highway. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see 3 Days Grace at the Bomb Factory this Thursday, plus entry for you and a guest to try and get into our 3 Days Grace Lounge also on Thursday. Full details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Partly cloudy tonight, 61 for a low. Tomorrow, scattered storms, some could be severe as we hit a high around 80. Right now, 71 at 97.1, the Eagle.
K-E-G-L.
Woohoo, Eagle.
Back to the Russ Martin Show.
I decided the bumper didn't have enough guitar in it, so I overdubbed a guitar and threw in some bitch scrapes.
I like it. I love bitch scrapes.
I think it's sort of his new... I think it's your thing. That'll be the thing you're known for.
Yeah.
Pick scrapes?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. The operations manager for KSCS and
really?
The Wolf.
Oh my.
J.R. Schumann.
Yeah, I heard Dan had something he wanted to say.
I think you're great, J.R.
if I heard correctly, it was Russ that said, "Why J.R.?" And then Dan kind of backed up. So I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why they included you in the Luke Bryan acceptance speech.
Do you want the honest answer?
Yeah.
The honest answer is I thought it sounded funny.
Obviously you did. Actually, Dan did two takes. I kept the one where he lost it.
And it was really funny. So I figured, it's completely random. And it was a random list of names. And it was more of like a hat tip, so like a hey.
Tip of the hat?
Yeah.
After you slam the Decepticons and Dan Lewis, and you throw J.R. Schumann.
I did, but there were
under
other...
Under Dan Lewis's career.
There were other there were other names in there that Luke Bryan legitimately likes.
Do you guys play Luke Bryan on either the Wolf or KSCS?
We do, yeah. Yeah, we sure do.
I imagine quite a bit.
Did you go to the ACMs?
I did not. I did not.
You're the ops manager. You didn't get to go?
No, there was a syndicated radio version of the award show that was ran along with the TV broadcast, and so I was overseeing that.
You had to run the board for your own station?
It was way more important than running the board.
Are you sure you're the ops manager?
You sound like a board op.
I'm the board operations manager.
Did they let you fire people and whatnot?
Not really. No.
The ops manager can't fire anybody. Who does that?
No. I was not running the board. I was supervising. That's what I do. But I just want to get back. I want to get back to this whole Luke Bryan thing that Dan was doing. So I think is Dan thought, oh, JR's on the air right now. There's no way he would be listening to our show, and so I'll be funny.
And was it?
Yeah, it was a little funny.
And all honesty, JR, that's part of the reason we threw it in there, just because it was totally random, and we wanted to see who's paying attention, and that includes you. Because ideally,
in other words, what you're saying is, I'm really sorry, JR. I think you're a great guy, and really appreciate our friendship, and right? Or
even though I think he called you a sack of shit.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
See, I've never said anything like that about you.
I was trying. I guess I shouldn't have been listening to what I was hearing and more of what he meant by saying that.
Possibly you should be listening to your own show on KSCS. What'd you say?
What?
We were in spots.
Oh. We thought you said the F word.
that's not JR's.
How many other major market shows do you know that will promote another station?
Not many.
None? So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, zero, actually. Well, I mean, we would promote you. Like, we mentioned you, and we mentioned your foundation, and all that, especially all the things you did for Terry. So
I did nothing for Terry but honor him.
That's what I mean.
As he should have been.
Mm-hmm. But you're right, JR. The words that you were wanting to hear and expecting to hear are in fact the words that I and how I feel about you. You're a good man.
Just telling you didn't write the damn thing. It was Chloe and Alfie.
I can't. I wrote that line specifically for JR.
Oh, yeah. I give you the way out. Look, hear the stairs.
I know.
Just push it down.
I know. You was right there for me to take it, but I wanted to be honest with my buddy JR. My reasoning was I thought it'd be funny, and I wanted it to get your attention, and I wanted to see how long it would be before you called in saying, "Hey, what the hell?"
It's not like we said it behind. You what?
First of all, I don't talk like that.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
That is not how my voice sounds.
Man, I've been with you off the air.
Yep.
You and your ethnic jokes. Jeez. No wonder you're on a country station.
Come on.
Who am I going to offend?
Oh, my gosh. This might be the second time you almost get me fired.
What was the... Oh, the first was when he was in Victoria with Dan Lewis.
With Dan.
That was Dan Lewis just having a fit.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Well, right. I'm not arguing that, but it did almost result in me being fired. And my favorite part of that whole thing was during the bit, it was, hey, let's send JR's general manager a gift basket. And then at the end of the bit, after my general manager had called me, it was, yeah, go ahead and cancel that gift basket.
Because JR worked on another station inside the same building with Dan Lewis,
mm-hmm.
owned by the same company.
Right.
And JR said, I don't know how you ended up calling us or why, but he goes, you want some insight on Dan Lewis?
Yes.
And everything that we'd been through with Dan Lewis before JR was going through, what was it, 7, 8 years ago?
Yeah, 9 years ago.
Everything
yeah.
seems to be 10. I start staying away from 10.
Well, I understand.
But let me ask you this. Have you talked to Dan Lewis since you guys worked in Victoria?
What do you think?
My answer for me would be yes.
Dan as much as you've talked to Dan.
I would, if I was the ops manager for two major market radio stations, I would be calling Dan Lewis every day. Hello, Dan Lewis show. Suck.
I sent him an email.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Did you really?
Yeah, I really did. About it. Yeah, right when I got this job, I did. I sent him an email. And, okay, I didn't get a reply.
What did you say?
Yeah.
I just said, hey, Dan, moving back to Texas, ops manager at Cumulus over several radio stations. Hope you're well. ...
Damn.
Dude. Yeah. All right, since you weren't ugly in the email, you should send another one. Say, hey, we've got an opening for afternoons or middays on the Wolf or KSCS. And go, could you send me an air check?
Now that's ugly.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that, but I think even Dan wouldn't fall for that.
There's nothing wrong with that at all. It's not ugly.
Oh,
it'll be ugly when we play it.
What?
There's no way he would fall for that. The last thing he would do is send me another air check. That's where this whole thing started. That's how what it was. I found that air check that he did of that
WRR.
Yes, where he was pronouncing all of those
words.
The classical
composers.
Composers, yes.
I think his ego would allow him to send you an air check. Finally, my opportunity to work in Dallas-Fort Worth, where I should have always been. I should have never been shunned.
Yeah, but he also tried to get JR fired back in 10 years ago.
But JR sent an IC email saying, hey, look, yeah, he didn't say if there's anything I can do for you, but you should have included that.
He kind of leave it open-ended to where if Dan took it a certain way to be like, hey, I know a guy who's in an influential position now.
Email him asking for an air check.
Do you still have that air check that from all those years ago of the WRR?
I do. I don't know on whose flash. Give me a second.
It might be worth digging that one up.
We play it from time to time.
Do you still have the parody of the vitamin salesman?
That Everett did?
Yeah, that Everett did.
Yes. Wait, you calling us asking for requests?
Well, you brought it up. I hadn't thought about it in years.
Nah, I can't find it. I don't know where it is.
I bet you can find it.
JR, does any of your staff ever go to you and call you? Like, do you allow them to mention other shows and other stations on their shift and... Or is it just you?
Why would I do that? Absolutely not.
Okay.
Why? You need a plug? You got a Sunday night show you want me to plug or something?
No, no. I was just curious at how much of a hypocrite they think you are.
No, I think it's great. I think we've got a great relationship. I think, you know,
It's a community.
That's right.
It's like Jerry Reynolds from BAP, when he cut the liner for the foundation, he said, although I work for another radio station, this is a community.
Mm-hmm. And the same way that Hawkeye did one as well.
Right. Yeah.
But
my email to you, I don't think, was represented correctly.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There was an email exchange between you and I.
Oh, the email.
Yeah, I don't think it was read correctly.
Don't you have to talk between songs or something?
I told you I'm off today. That's why I was in the car listening.
Why are you off?
The last thing Dan was expecting.
Why'd you take today off? You looked at the ratings and just went, to hell with it.
Yeah.
No, he's doing well.
Afternoons?
Yeah.
And men?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you rank, man, 2554?
Where did you rank?
One.
You know where we ranked.
Pick a demo. Any demo. Man 1834, one. Man 1849, one. Man 18 plus, one. Ain't nothing left for you. You got all my sloppy leftovers. You got all the nasty men. You ain't got nothing but men with cream pies. Aww. I gotta go.
Oh, no. Always glad talking to you, JR.
Always good being with you, Ron. What was it, Eddie Gossage?
Yeah.
Yeah, when he's had enough of me.
Yep.
Always good talking to you, Ron.
I do love the JR.
Oh, I do too. And it certainly doesn't
heard that were ugly to somebody in a high position in another company.
Yeah, that helps. I do wish I could have seen his face, though, when he heard Luke Bryan call him a second. Live. Because had that been me and I was driving around listening to JR and he said that about me, I would have hit a curb. Like, how the hell did I get shoehorned into this?
What did I do? I've been their friends. They grieved with us when Terry Dorsey passed.
And
all of a sudden, Luke Bryan's calling me a sack of shit.
That's the beauty of, you know, when you're buddies, is you give buddies a hard time.
Jason Aldean, the Decepticon, especially if it's all you can eat pancake day. You bastard better not start that goddamn music. I ain't done yet. That's right. You better turn that shit down. I'd like to take this moment to say fuck you to the following people. Justin Moore, Jason Aldean, the Decepticons, Hank the Fourth, Brooks but not Dunn, that deep voice guy at Oak Ridge Boys, both of the Bellamy brothers, Mo, not Joe, Robert Jeffress, Dan Lewis, and that sack of shit, J.R. Schumer. You to the...
I put that in just because it was so random that I knew it would just make us laugh.
So you wrote the line and you still laughed at your own stuff.
I did. It's so embarrassing.
He gave me a second read where he didn't laugh. Went, no.
I figured I'd leave it up to you. I'll let the editor's choice. But yeah, it's like the names that enter that I'm sure Luke likes is Justin Moore. He's friends and he's business partners with Jason Aldean.
Just doesn't like Dan Lewis or J.R. Schumann.
No. Well, no, likes J.R.
He's on the FU list.
Well, it's a hodgepodge. I'm sure he doesn't really have a problem with Kix Brooks.
I wonder if J.R. Schumann at KSCS knows that we're probably going to get the presents on the Merle Haggard show.
Oh, yeah, we probably should ask him if he knew about that.
Yeah. Especially with Merle and Willie having a new song out.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're playing that.
That was the other thing that we should have... Oh, damn.
Yeah, let's spend an entire segment talking about other stations and what they're doing.
Hey, y'all gonna play that new pot song by Willie and Merle?
The Big? Playing it on the Wolf? How do you decide which country music to play on a Wolf and which one to play on KSCS in the same company? Is it, you know, who draws the shortest straw?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna guess there's some difference between the two stations. I don't listen to country. No offense, JR, but country music is I worked on a country station. I hanged myself decades ago. But it looks good on you, JR.
He loves country. I think that's a format he's always done.
I had to play it for about 3 years.
Yeah, but yours was old country.
Well, I know when I was playing it.
Oh. Well, it wasn't the style of country that is popular now, where it's the more rock and bro country.
So what's the difference between the Wolf and KSCS? And why don't they go back to flexing their plex?
I always did like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. My guess would be that KSCS seems more female-driven. At least that's the way the Hawkeye show sounds.
According to their branding, KSCS is all new country, and the Wolf is Texas country.
Gotcha.
So they don't play any music outside of Texas?
They most definitely do.
Oh, they do.
But that's, I guess, just the way they lean.
Well, that's stupid. What does that mean? What is it? Texas country?
I think that they from time to time, they focus on Texas artists or, you know, artists from Texas.
The whole genre, stupid. The only thing you should be playing is Merle.
but
we started playing Merle, and look where our numbers went. Not only number one, we left number two in the dust. Of our big rig.
That is true.
Never underestimate the power of Merle.
Mm-mm. Hell, the man was the number one trending topic on Yahoo on Monday. Mighty Merle.
Only because we're playing him in bumpers.
Yeah.
You know, he wouldn't have been on Yahoo if it wasn't for me. Okay, this is a valid question on line one. Yes, Chris.
Hello, this is Chris Martinez. I was wanting to see who is Dan Lewis. I was trying to keep up with the show, and I Googled it, you know, before calling to bug y'all. But it said something about a dentist, and then it said something else about my name's Dan Lewis or something.
Dan Lewis used to, you know, we don't. That's a fair question. We don't catch people up enough. Dan Lewis used to produce my show back at CBS. And he was on the air, and he decided he wanted his own talk show. He thought he could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave him overnights. He blew that and couldn't get another job anywhere in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Blame me and the association with the show. Then ends up in small crap markets. Does interviews, slamming me as well as everybody else on the show. So we're not tight.
Yeah, I understand. I didn't really know who he was. I was trying to Google it, but yeah, there was no way I could find that on Google.
Nah. No,
it sounds like a doucher.
Yes,
very much. Very, very, very much.
Yeah.
But he does like to finger listeners.
Not bad.
I caught it, boss. So if you ever want to get fingered by some big old fat middle-aged guy, Paris, Texas.
All right. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'll be sure to let my neighbor know. He seems to be swinging that way. So.
He may appreciate the heads up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you never know. He might find his companion.
All right.
All right, boss. Thank you.
Bye, Oaken Deals. See, he didn't laugh at me when I said it that time.
He may have already got the phone away from his head.
Shut up.
Well, I'm just saying. He might have loved it.
Damn, he...
Your fingers, listeners?
Ew.
Damn. I'm going to have to tell my neighbor, Brian. He's the idiot that called your show about a month ago.
Uh-huh.
His boyfriend, his name, Elron.
Leron.
Leron. Leron. He parks that Miata out in front of his house. Sometimes there's all kind of legs kicking and smells coming out of that car while it's parked in the driveway.
Oof.
And Brian is an idiot.
I don't know if there's ever been a single caller that has been so just thrashed than Brian.
He asked for it.
He certainly asked for it.
We called him and said, might we thrash you?
No, I don't feel sorry for him. It's his fault. Came at the wrong show.
Dan O'Malley ain't nothing but a kiss ass. He just agreed with everything that the host says.
Well, first of all, he doesn't. But if I'm right, there's no reason for him to disagree with me.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I try to, you know, for conflict's sake. But, man, sometimes you hit such a good point. It's just like, he win. He got it. I'm going to shut up.
You ain't nothing but a yes man. How much they pay you to be a yes man?
Whoa. Shut up, Brian.
I don't have to shut up. I'm Brian. I'm an idiot.
You are an idiot. And that's why no one's going to listen to you.
Hang on a second. Spit that out, Elron, Leron, whatever your name is. You distract me. I can't talk on the phone, drive my Miata, and get blown at the same time. I'm Brian. Hi.
Hey, that's my line. Back off, bitch.
It's also fascinating that Brian has never called us back.
I know.
He did twice. He did once the first time. I let him mouth, and I hung up on him, and he called back. And then after he became a character, he just kind of vanished.
He did.
Then we started getting emails from people saying that their name is Brian, and they think that their friends think we're talking about them.
Right.
Could you please stop with the Brian thing?
Nope. Sorry. He must be properly vilified.
And then somebody on Facebook or somebody emailed you, Dan, and said, I know a guy named Brian that drives a Miata.
Mm-hmm. It was a guy's dad. This guy's dad says, man, I love this Brian stuff. And I was like, okay, good. I've been getting the hate stuff. He's like, my dad's name is Brian. He drives a Miata, and he loves that car. But he hates any time you guys bring this up.
Maybe this will be the last time.
Yeah, no, it won't.
Yeah, they're probably going to let this one go.
Nope.
This bitch's probably going to die.
Mm-mm. You know, this is going to be one of those bits that 5 years from now, we're going to call it back. Hey, remember that time? Oh, yeah. Brian and Miata, the idiot.
Man, can't you just let nothing just pass?
It's not how we roll.
And I don't know why, but I visualize a black Miata.
That's the color of the Miata I saw on the tollway Friday night. I envision red.
Yeah.
Me too.
Red or yellow?
Ooh. I don't know why. I just envisioned black. I don't know why.
Seem manlier?
I don't know. Maybe you look more manly if you're in a black car getting blown by another feller.
At stop lights.
With some Bondo on it.
I actually got this Miata from, I was a top salesman at Mary Kay.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's really impressive. I mean, you must be so proud of yourself.
Mm-hmm. It was originally pink.
Mm.
I had to have it repainted.
Why didn't you like the pink?
Pink?
You thought it was too feminine?
Yeah.
You wanted to look manlier when...
I'm getting blown by Leron.
That's right.
So I had it painted rose.
Rose-colored Miata.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about putting a truck bed on the back of it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I can do different things.
Oh.
With, so you can Leron.
You can expand?
Yeah, kind of like a old Miata. But with in my El Camiata, it's party in the front, party in the back.
I bet it is.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Leron will blow you anywhere.
We've now transformed his car into a El Camiata.
Is it sad that I want to see someone make one?
You know somebody's going to do a Photoshop version of one.
Hey, chop.
Here's what the Miata with a truck bed would look on the back
of. Yeah, it's because someone's going to say, hey, I found Brian's car.
You know what an El Camino is, Kenzie?
Yes.
Okay. So you get the El Camiata.
Yes.
All right. Well, looks like it's time.
Four? Oh.
The count is 0-0 for Punchline. Uh-oh. The manager is headed towards the mound. Looks like Martin is getting the hook. Yep.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:41. Another check on track.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Key Whitman Eye Center. A whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, westbound I-20 right at Crowley Road. Got an accident blocking the right lane and the entry ramp from Hemp Hill. Traffic there is jacked up back from I-35. In Plano, northbound 75, right at the bush, got an accident there. This one's in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from around the I-5. Into Richardson now, southbound 75, just before Campbell Road, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Hold that load behind. In Richardson, southbound 75, just before Campbell, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up into Plano back from Park. And finally in Dallas, eastbound 30, right at Ferguson, got an accident blocking the right lane. Your backup there is back from Fort Worth Avenue. Caller number 9 with a pair of tickets to BFD 2015, May 31st at the JEXA Energy Pavilion. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Partly cloudy tonight, 61. Tomorrow, scattered storms. Some could be severe and a high of 80. Right now, 74. The 97.1, the Eagle.
He'd been married a little bit over 2 months. His wife's name is Joanne. I was at the hospital when they pronounced him dead. And, I'd hoped to have finished my time as Dallas chief without losing any police officers.
Hi, this is Joanne Jackson. My husband, Dallas Police Officer Brian Howard Jackson, gave his life serving our city in 2005. The Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas, Fort Worth firefighters and police officers who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. To donate, please go to russmartin.com.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, Daniel. What do you got?
We were talking about Luke Bryan and being excited to take photos with fans, sign autographs, anything like that. Well, that's one side of celebrity. Then there's Shia LaBeouf. He's once again whining about being famous. In an interview with Variety magazine, he was asked about how being a celebrity impacts his ability to create art. And he said, "The craft of acting for film is terribly exclusive and comes with the baggage of celebrity, which robs you of your individuality and separates you."
This is a guy from Transformers?
Uh-huh.
As a kid.
He's a man, but yeah, young. Kinda.
Well, maybe 20s.
Yeah, he's mid to late 20s now.
The one that nuts out a lot.
Yes.
All this money. What am I doing with all this money and all this celebrity? They keep he wasn't in the last Transformers, was he?
No, they rebooted the whole thing. I don't think
Marky Mark was in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
I don't think that made as much money.
I think it made still quite a bit of money. I don't think any of the actors from the previous Transformers movies were in the newest one.
They need to put Borat guy.
Sacha Baron Cohen?
Yeah.
In a Transformers movie?
It'd be a good shot of him just slinging in one of those Transformers with that big, great big hairy of his. You know what? Keep the planet.
Yeah. We'll
if that's what you're going to come at us with.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Had the Transformers seen the Borat movie, they'd have been like, oh, my God.
Man, that is one great big hairy And under glass, it is not flattering.
Mm-mm. Oh, man. So anyway, Shia LaBeouf said, as a celebrity or star, I'm not an individual. The celebrity star is the object of identification. You must become an enslaved body. Well,
so what does he want?
It's not that he wants anything. He's just saying what happens when you become a celebrity. It's different than being just someone who's creating art as an artist because you become part of the machine.
Does he feel like he's creating art?
It depends on what you'd ask. I think in the Transformers movies, he'd probably say not really. But in some of the other roles that he's done, he would say yeah.
You're just reading somebody else's lines with a director.
Yeah, but you're bringing that character from the page and embodying it. You're giving it life, giving it breath.
You're nothing more than a liar. You're acting like somebody else.
Yeah. That's what acting is.
All of us could be actors because we lie every damn day.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're all damn good actors.
And it sounds believable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the whole... The fact that people see my face everywhere, it's become a burden. Stop acting. Give all the money away. Shut up.
What's the other thing?
Because it's not that hard. Get into it. Put yourself in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all the different characters that we do.
That is true.
We don't make millions of... Well, you guys don't.
No. And thanks for reminding us.
Well... Sometimes.
Mm. Yeah. You just got to whip it out. Just in case you forgot.
Window.
Uh-huh. One of his buddies, but a colleague, Rob Lowe, he decided to pipe in on this because he's kind of become sort of a celebrity troll. It's like he likes to troll other celebrities when they say stupid things. So he got on Twitter after he read Shia's interview and did a link to it. And so he tweeted out, he's right. It is so hard being famous. So very, very, very hard. Goodbye, everyone. I retire as well.
I am sick of all the preferential treatment. I am sick of all the pussy I get.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick of all the sex and the money.
And the free stuff.
And the notoriety. And all the parties. And all the dope. Mm-hmm. And having sex tapes. I'm sick of it. I retire from all of it. I've had enough of it. It's both.
Mm-hmm. And actually, Rob Lowe is had one of those careers that is pretty much he's done pretty much everything you can possibly do, accomplished everything, and has also been at the bottom. He's sort of like the TV version, even though he's done movies, but he's sort of the TV version of Robert Downey Jr. as to the movies. he had the
The sex tape that came out in, I think it was 89.
With an underage girl? Like,
I don't think she was underage. It was like a sex tape. I don't think there were charges.
No. It was like she was, maybe she was like
was
right
just,
at legal
age.
It was
like the beginning of, you know, sex tape before the internet.
Yeah.
And it created the stink. Now, to be famous, you have to have a sex tape.
Mm-hmm. That's first step.
And I got plenty, but I'm not releasing them. Mostly because my face is not in them.
Mm.
That way, if anybody ever breaks into my house, oh, look at all these nude pictures of a headless man. Well, I bet there's something on this flash drive. I bet I can sell this. It's a penis dressed up as Batman and Columbo and Mr. Peanut.
It's a master of disguise.
It's like the penis version of Fletch.
I'm glad you got one because I couldn't think of someone.
I just, you know, the fact that Kim Kardashian is, I guess, proud of her sex tape with,
Ray J.
Ray J.
I don't know if she's proud of it, but, I mean.
She had to sign off on it to be released.
Right, and that thing celebrities always talk about. It's like, oh, this tape was stolen and blah, blah, blah. You made money on it. You signed off on it.
I thought it was Reggie, no?
Hmm?
Reggie, wasn't it? Reggie?
Reggie Jackson?
No, Reggie Bush?
That she did the sex tape with?
Uh-huh.
No. That was who she dated after she started to become more famous.
Oh. I stand corrected.
No, the
she
guy.
She banged Reggie Jackson.
I don't think that's.
No.
Yeah, it's possible, but I don't. I've never heard of it.
Well, who's Reggie?
Reggie Bush is a running back in the NFL whom Kim Kardashian dated for a time.
Does he live here in Dallas?
Don't believe so.
But she did date a Dallas Cowboy at one point.
She did. She did date Miles Austin for a while.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably why his hamstrings went bad. Too busy trying to carry that ass around.
Oh, harder. Bitch, I am pumping as hard as I can.
And ever.
I am pumping like a West Texas cricket pump.
Mm-hmm.
Hit my G-spot. I don't know where it is. I know it's in that big butt somewhere.
Yep. And it was after he dated her for that short time, his hamstrings were just not the same. You play a couple of games, go to practice, boom, hamstring pop out. Got to sit out for a few games. That's the reason why he's not a Cowboy anymore.
So, Jeb Bush was before or after Ray J?
She never dated Jeb Bush.
You said Bush.
Reggie Bush. He's unrelated to the
presidential Bushes.
Right. Yeah, he's not part of that clan.
What's out in front of your house? Presidential Bushes. Barbara, pull up your dress. Show it to him.
Oh, my God. Vomit. No, she did the sex tape with Ray J, who was, I think, a cousin of, who is it, Alfie?
It's like the brother of Moesha. What's her name?
Yeah.
Brandy.
Oh.
Yeah, Brandy's brother. She did him, and then they did some water sports, and then Mama Kardashian, Jenner, helped facilitate the sale of the tape, in which the Kardashians pocketed $5 million. And then she was on the path to fame and stardom and sweatshops and millions.
Somebody got $5 million for pissing? You said water sports.
Yeah. There was a section of the video that had a little tinklage.
Who tinkled?
Oh, it was Ray J.
Oh.
On her?
I think so.
Or
man, I'd be sending notes to Kanye every day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, as big as your ego is, who peed on your bitch? You can send back anything you want. You can make any statement you want. But who peed on your bitch?
And how was that not a constant, like in their show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians? How is it that her family members don't constantly ask her about that? You let him do what?
Well, I thought, well, we were going to see G.I. it, but he had to go anyway. Yeah, he's got, you know, one of them weak bladders. So he just said, I think I can do this what do they call it? A practical effect.
Where they actually do it.
Yeah.
As opposed to green screen or CGI.
Right. He said, I think I can do this through the lens. Yeah, here it comes. Every day, I'd email Kanye, who peed on your bitch. That's right.
That would be my Twitter handle.
I peed on your bitch. I wonder if that's a website. Open up Internet Explorer. I'd do it, but my computer will lock up.
What you need?
I peed on your bitch.com. If nobody owns it, I want it.
Server not found.
Means nobody's got it.
I don't think so.
Wait, did you spell it your or yo?
It's available.
Yeah. It is?
Yes, it is.
How much?
$12.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I don't know. Like in the moon, I register domains. It's like I haven't done anything with the domain iOwnIHeart.com. That was the only iHeart website left.
Oh my! How do you get a domain? I didn't know you could just like.
It's against the law. Don't worry about it.
It's like NSA hack stuff.
Okay, so we're talking about it live on air, mm-hmm. and it's illegal? Mm. Oh, okay, yeah, because that makes sense.
Yeah, nobody's actually able to register domains.
You're making me look stupid.
I don't think we're doing it.
Yeah.
I think it's the fact that you ate a bunch of Bluebell ice cream.
I did not! No!
Actually, Kenzie Heat, Russ just offered you an out. You can be like, yes! I've consumed the listeria, and I know not what I say.
Yeah, I consumed the listeria. I know not what I say.
You probably want to make it believable.
As opposed to just reciting it. As far as the golden shower thing, this is sort of like a Snopes type thing, but this says on this website, the original version of the infamous Kim Kardashian sex tape allegedly included a golden shower scene where Ray J, obviously you know what that is, she says it never happened. In an interview, Ray J joked that he did like a waterfall, but then he claimed he was kidding, so that's kind of inconclusive. So it's possible that it was in there, and then when they got control of it by the Kardashian clan, they had it removed.
Well, I had it taken out. Who am I, Ray J?
Sure.
Yeah. I had it taken out because it was a golden shower.
Really?
And if it's golden, that means I'm dehydrated. And I didn't want anybody to know I was dehydrated. Because if you're healthy, it's clear. It should be a clear shower.
Oh, okay.
Now, I did give her a dirty Sanchez.
We don't doubt that. Such a wonderful family. Glad that so many people look up to them. Speaking of that, where was... People are doing some Kylie Jenner stupid lip thing now.
Yeah.
Hang on. Oh, here it is.
Who's Kylie Jenner?
She's the youngest of the Jenner clan, I think. She's 17.
Yeah.
Kylie Jenner is the daughter of Kris Jenner and Bruce Jenner.
Got it.
So she's...
Now, let me ask this.
Half-sister to
is
Kim.
Bruce Jenner, is he going post-op or not?
Yes, he's going through a change.
He is?
I believe, yes. Right now he's pre-op.
So the rumors are no longer rumors. He really is converting.
Believe so, yes. I know at one point they were talking about he was going to do this interview with Diane Sawyer, and I don't know if it aired, and no one really talked about it, or it just hadn't aired yet. To where he was supposed to talk about openly all this stuff. All the rumors and say, yes, I'm going to become a woman.
What is he, almost 60?
He might be older than that.
That's the weird part.
Why now?
Well, he may have wanted this for a long time and just feels like now's the time where he would feel accepted doing it. Or at least the most accepted, not totally.
The Diane Sawyer interview is set to air this Friday at 8.
There you go.
And it talks about him actually wanting to become a woman.
That's the rumor.
Well, now we're back to rumor. Is he going to be a woman or not?
They don't know. Diane wants people to tune in.
I'm going to go out on a limb, which isn't a very long one, and say yes. because I've seen his physical transformation, and yes, he looks like he already looks like a middle-aged woman. The only thing missing is the slit.
Yeah, good luck on Match.com. Hey, 60-year-old man, 0-year-old slit. It's yeah. Brand new. Brand new and tight. Still got that new slit smell.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Who wants to be the first person to bang Bruce Jenner?
Post-op
and who,
Bruce Jenner?
Who are you going to tell?
Oh, I don't know what you do.
I banged an Olympian.
That's a hell of a story if you're the first one. But then, I don't know, if you're Bruce, do you outsource it? Just so you can kind of get out of the way?
Have somebody just do it to you?
Yeah. As opposed to trying to find it, you know, the old-fashioned way. Actually,
you
hang
mean
on.
Like earn it?
Yeah. Wine and dine it.
I'm going to go out and I'm going to see what it's like to have other people buy me drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Pay for my dinner. Open doors for me. I just don't know why you've... I mean, aren't you gay?
No. Why would you assume that?
Well, if he wants to be a woman, he wants to be taken by a man.
Not necessarily.
You think he...
I don't know. I'm just telling you that just because you're born a man and you have sex with women, and then you decide to change sexes, that doesn't mean you want to be taken by a man. You may just want to be a woman, but you're still attracted to women. So you may be a lesbian.
So why get rid of the...
Stuck in a man's body.
Why get rid of the weenie?
Because it may not be who you truly are. You're not.
Well, who cares what you truly are?
Well, probably
in
the
your
person,
heart. And do thine own self be true.
And that's what he's doing.
I heard that.
Uh huh.
Paul Lynn said it on Hollywood Squares. Yeah.
That man's a genius.
Shakespeare.
Uh huh.
I don't get the presentation.
I don't think you ever could unless you were in his or her shoes.
That's a bold step, man.
Yeah.
To me. Going from a man to a woman is a bigger step than going from a woman to a man. Because a woman to a man, you just blinging.
Okay.
A man to a woman, you getting rid of stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff that can't be reattached.
No.
Because they splitting things open and turning it into other things.
That's right. And it's weird, too, because as a man, I mean, this should really give you an idea of how badly... He, Bruce Jenner, wants it, and others like him want this or feel like they need it. Most of us men don't like going to the doctor for sniffles, or if we cut our finger, we don't want to go because we're afraid we'll get stitches. He is willing to go under the knife to entirely change his sex.
Which means you got to go to the gynecologist a couple times a year.
Lucky doctor.
Yeah, I looked at Bruce Jenner's pussy.
Or, on the other hand, maybe Bruce Jenner's kind of a genius in his own way because instead, like his whole life, he may have wanted to be a woman. But
he waited until menopause?
You got it.
All right.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
I don't know, but somebody either floated an air biscuit or brought some cabbage in here. Who farted?
I
didn't.
I swear to God.
I bet you did.
No, I didn't.
I bet you did.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Did you see McCray in a hall?
I didn't fart.
You saw McCray in a hall and you queefed.
Oh, my God. I don't queef.
Well, at least I don't have to go to Corpus Christi this year.
I don't get it. So just, what do you mean?
You smell it, Dan?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I did not fart.
Then you queefed.
I did not queef.
Oh, you know, think.
First of all, even if I did queef, it would smell like a rose garden, okay?
Whose rose garden?
The
Incredible Mr. Limpet?
No.
Ha-ha, don't get another one. 609, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy and the Eagles by Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic is brought to you by Booyah's Burgers, Fries, and Shakes.
We're getting started off in Fort Worth, westbound I-20, right at Crowley Road. Got an accident blocking the right lane and the entry ramp from Hemp Hill. Traffic there is jacked up back from Oak Grove Road. In Bedford, eastbound 183, right at Central. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic backed up back from Precinct Line. Into Richardson now, southbound 75, just before Campbell. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's completely back from Park Boulevard, about it. I can smell it right now. I'm a quarter mile above North Texas. Richardson, southbound 75 before Campbell, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's completely stopped back from Park Boulevard. Finally in Dallas, eastbound 30 right at Ferguson, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Hampton Road. Listen to Chris Ryan tomorrow afternoon at 1:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go to BFD 2015, May 31st at the JEXA. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Claritin D. Tonight, partly cloudy, 61. Tomorrow, scattered storms and a high of 80. Right now, it's 74 and 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
K-E-G-L. Woohoo, Eagle.
Thank God and pray how you're gone.
Camera on me, Kenzie.
Thank you. Okay. What were we talking about during the break? Kenzie and Clam?
Yeah.
Okay, so that wasn't food.
No, that was not, well, mm-mm.
That was an air biscuit.
Yeah.
I did not fart.
Clovis?
I didn't fart.
Do you fart?
No.
Yeah, you did.
I don't know, maybe my sriracha chicken.
Where is that?
That is not sriracha chicken.
Okay. Right here.
Okay.
Well, sometimes food has a funky smell. If you go into somebody's house and they're boiling cabbage, you walk in and go, I say, damn! Which one of you bitches got the vaginosis?
Mm-hmm.
But you find out it's cabbage, it's all right.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
Or even broccoli.
Right.
Where's your sriracha chicken?
It's over on the shelf.
Let me smell it. I'm trying to let Kenzie off the hook.
I don't think it's going to be possible.
Thank you. I didn't do it.
Give it to me. Okay, where'd you get this?
Aldi.
The guy in the hall?
No. No, Aldi, the grocery store.
Oh. Okay.
Now, is this their sriracha chicken, or is this you
made it? I added sriracha to it.
That's a smell.
Is it? Let me
see
it.
That wasn't. Shut up. You don't know if you're sick or not. You don't want to eat all the Bluebell ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
I am not sick from Bluebell ice cream.
Nah, I think it's still Kenzie.
Oh, my gosh, Dan.
Did you fart?
No.
Did you fart?
No.
Okay, I'm going to hook you up to the lie detector. Did you fart?
No.
Darn. Did you queef?
No.
Did you belch?
No. You would have heard it. I walked right past you.
Did you sneeze?
No.
Did you fart?
No.
Is your real name Gaseous Clay?
No.
I bet your name is Gaseous Clay.
Mm-hmm.
Her mama called her Gaseous. That's what I call her.
I call her Gaseous Clay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You need some gas pills. You need some...
Beano.
Yeah, Beano. Take some Beano.
Is that what I need?
That's anti-gas.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't fart.
Somebody did.
Gas X.
And guys always admit when they fart. It's women.
I'll admit it.
You will not.
I will too.
So, I never met a woman admitted she farted.
Uh-uh. In the over.
At bull. Bull.
I used to fart in front of my first boyfriend because he thought it was hot.
Hey, that was a good one.
That was very nice.
I had to work up to it.
Mm-hmm. You've been with us now for a year and like 3 months.
Uh huh.
In that
now,
time.
Now, the good news is it doesn't seem like a year. It seems like you just started.
Yes.
Which means that we care for you.
Yes.
But damn, air that comes out of you stinks.
I did not.
In that time, in over a year, you have not farted once in the studio?
No, I don't fart that often.
Liar. Jesus knows you're lying.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's part of the reason you got gas problems.
Don't fart often. It probably is.
First of all, I like the way that you use the T in often. Second of all, you know you farted in here at least once. Admit to it.
I did not.
And probably blamed it on Chloe.
Not in the studio, no.
Or Everett.
Never.
Where did you fart? Did you fart in this building?
Well, sure.
Okay, where did you fart in this building? Because you know farts follow people. That's farts are like puppies. Did you fart in this building?
Yes.
Okay, did you ever fart and then walk back into this studio?
No.
You farted and never came back into this studio?
Well, if I farted, it was way before the show. I didn't like stand in the hall and fart and then come in the studio.
Guilty. Shooter, Rusty.
What, who have you crop dusted?
I haven't crop dusted anybody.
You know what that means?
Yes.
That's when you walk down the hall and you fart.
Yeah, I know.
Flight attendants do it all the time.
I know. I don't crop dust people.
You crop dust. I know you're lying now because it's a bongo solo.
It's the most incriminating part.
He never goes this long unless you're lying.
Mm-hmm. I am not lying.
You crop dusted.
No,
you farted in the hall and you brought it back in here like a comet.
I did not.
Kenzie's Comet.
No.
There's your new on-air name, Kenzie's Comet.
No.
Do you ever get weak in the bowels around Billy the Kid's producer, McCray?
Weak in the bowels?
Weak in the bowels. That means you can't control your bowels.
I never am not able to control my bowels.
You got the hots. Isn't it Billy's producer now, McCray?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got the hots from McCray. Tell me, hand to God, when you see McCray.
What? Do I need to go?
I'm getting the whiff again.
Oh,
I just got it again.
See?
Oh, y'all are on crack.
That's what it is. It's McCray. McCray is making you in your pants.
No, he's not.
It's amazing to have that kind of power.
Man, you better get some jeans.
Do you want to look in my pants right now? And
I sure
see
do.
Let me see. Juki in
let
there.
Me see your pants. That's the only way that you're going to win this argument. Let me see your pants.
No.
Because I bet it's loaded up like a morning show on KZPS.
It is not.
Let me see in your pants.
You can smell it. The back. Come smell the back.
You ain't setting me up.
That's don't.
That's like, hey, look in this gun barrel. That's Do you think this gun is loaded? Uh-huh. You want to fart in my eye.
That's exactly what you're doing.
Wait.
Did you want to fart in my eye?
No.
I bet you want to fart in my
eye.
No,
I have on thin gray sweatpants. Thin gray sweatpants.
You ain't got no panties on. You got any panties on?
I do.
What kind of panties?
What kind of panties? Normal ones. Normal.
I don't know what's normal for you. Normal for you could be, damn it. What are those? Cinder blocks. You got cinder block panties?
No, absolutely not.
I bet you're wearing cold panties. Get rid of that stench.
I don't have a stench.
Somebody does.
Mm-hmm.
I know it ain't Chloe, Dan, and me.
It's probably you.
I would know if I did it. I could feel my butt spread apart when I fart.
Plus, he would enjoy the smell. He wouldn't be disturbed by it.
I didn't fart, Dan.
Somebody did.
Kenzie.
It wasn't me.
Guys always admit it. It's the women. They go, I never pooped.
Okay, you know what? The next
Chloe and I actually met a chick that used to work at the Eagle back in the 90s, said she never grunted. Amy. Never. Never
okay,
took
that's
a number.
A lie.
Well, she said, I never go number two.
We argued in the promotions van all the way back from a promotion. It was like 25 minutes. I never do this, never do that.
I can't remember her name.
Amy something.
Kind of a cute blonde.
Yeah.
But nobody you want to bang because you don't want to bang her. And she decides, oh, now's the time for me to take that shit I've been holding on to for 22 years.
That's right. You don't want to be anywhere near that.
That little... All of a sudden I'm banging her and her ass looks like a wood chipper. Now, did you fart?
No.
Did you fart in the hall and bring it in here?
No. No. You know what? The next time I have to fart, I'm going to fart into my microphone. Just to prove
that's not gonna
that
prove
I'm
anything.
Not lying. And that I'll,
come over
I'll
here,
call it.
You come over here, let me smell your ass.
And don't you fart in my face.
I am not going to fart in
you
your face.
You fart in my face, I'm going to punch you in the butt.
I'm not going to fart in your face.
Come over here, let me smell your ass.
Oh, my God, it's going to happen. She's so stupid.
I'm really scared.
You should be scared.
I can't believe she's going to fart. Turn around.
I know.
Bend over.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I'm scared something's going to go up there.
Do not fart in my face. Now, hold still. Hold your breath. I said hold it.
I'm only...
Ew, he did it. Ew, he did it.
Okay, it doesn't stink back there. It smells like body lotion. What kind of body lotion you got on?
The normal stuff.
That's what it smelled like. It didn't smell nasty.
Cocoa butter.
Okay, cocoa.
Never mind. Mm-hmm.
I can smell her ass.
That was terrifying. I thought you were going to try to put something up in there or something. It scared me.
What I got, I'm going to be able to put in there.
Like a pen or just something mean and cruel.
Yeah,
a
pen is the first thing I'm going to go for. It rhymes with Bic.
Oh. Well, you're always, when I hug you, you grope me, and now I'm bending over, you're smelling my
when,
butt.
When you were, you let me smell your butt.
I did.
Let the record show.
I witnessed it.
But I'm still going to be a little scared.
As long as you were in control of everything. All I know is you brought a funk in here with you.
You just smelled my butt.
It may not have been coming from your butt.
Let me smell your clam.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely
I'm getting the
not.
Smell again.
Let me smell it.
I'm going to start raising my hand every time I get the smell.
If I can't smell the front end, we still think it's you.
You are not smelling my crotch.
Oh, but I can smell your ass. Do you hear the words?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
You get over here and let me smell your clam.
No.
Listeners will like you more.
No, they won't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, they will.
Why would it make a difference right now?
Yes, James.
I'd like her more.
See?
That's pretty much confirmed.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
I will report to the radio service every day that you smell her clam.
Are you sure?
I swear to God, Jesus, Muhammad Ali, and Cassius Clay.
Let me smell it.
No.
What if your mother called? Hang on a second. Yes, Mama Kinsey?
Go ahead and let him smell your clam.
No, what?
Kenzie, let him smell your clam.
What are you doing, Mother?
You know it's clean. I watched you wash it today with lava.
Okay.
The soap?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, she goes up to Mount Kilimanjaro. Was I close? Kilimanjaro?
Yeah. Kilimanjaro. Is that
a volcano?
No, it's like a big plateau.
Oh. Give me a volcano's name.
Helen.
Mount Helen.
Mount St. Helens.
That's what she does. She goes up top of Mount St. Helen and rub her clam on it. She ain't got no time for lava soap. Lava soap, that's for pussies.
Look at that. Put your hands up.
Man, there's so many innuendos in there. Find me. Find me. I'll just send the FCC 50 grand and go take it.
Hey, you can't.
Let me smell the front end.
No.
This is all scientific. There is no sexual
gratification.
Yes.
But that is weird. That is
awkward. You just let me smell your butt.
Yeah, but that's different.
I'm a reverend.
And?
I could not have untoward thoughts. Get over here. Let me smell your butt.
No. Wait, my butt or my...
Oh, that's right. I didn't smell front. Your butt. Let me smell the front.
Loophole. Let Russ smell your front butt. There was some confusion about that last week.
No, that was a good try, but...
I think it's a solid try.
Until we clear this up, listeners are going to think you stink, and you will never meet another man again. Let me smell your front.
Well, I don't really care if people think I stink, because... I know I don't stink.
See, you say that now, but you don't. Right now, you're on sort of the positive side of the listeners. You don't want to test the other side.
No, I don't.
Alfie, is that a male or female on five?
That is a female.
Oh, yes, Kendall.
Tell Kenzie to quit being a wuss and let you smell her clam now.
See? That's a woman. And you will like her more if you let me if she lets me smell it.
Do it.
Thank you. Get over here.
No.
9-1.
Yes, Jennifer.
I listen to y'all's show all the time, and I'd like her better. I mean, she already likes to smell her butt.
That's right.
Yeah, I smelled your butt. Let me smell your front.
No. That is weird.
Jennifer would like you more.
Well, I apologize, Jennifer, sincerely from the bottom of my heart, but no, that is weird.
But the butt's not.
No. Not really.
Why is the butt better?
I don't know. It's just one of those things.
Either let me smell your front, or I'm calling HR.
Oh, don't make him do that.
What would happen?
Human resources?
No, I know.
You don't want none of them.
Mm-mm.
You put me in a hostile odor environment.
What, is that what you're going to tell him?
I'm going to tell him that your thing stank.
Okay. So how are you going to prove it?
Stand my witness.
You don't have to prove it. All you do is lodge the complaint.
Yeah. Look at Mandy saying I hit her. I never hit her.
All you
got
what
happened.
That's right.
You're going to spend $60,000 in attorney fees.
Trying to convince people that your thing don't stink.
I think this is all extremely unfair.
And wait till you get on the stand. Because the judge and the jury, they're going to want to smell it.
Mm-hmm. Evidence.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
Your Honor, I want the jury and the judge to smell this. This will be Exhibit P. Let me smell it.
No!
I'll let you smell mine.
No, I don't want to smell yours.
Mine is clean.
So is mine.
I don't know that.
It is.
Hey, I done cleared your ass.
Okay, well, it's all cleared.
Well, yeah, back there, but then there's the other.
There's a front. Let me smell the front.
What on earth makes you even question or think that my front is...
Because you look like somebody that's got a stinky one.
Now, what really? I look like that. Mm-hmm.
You are wearing sweatpants.
So?
Well, you might be trying to mask something.
These are Victoria's Secret. These are not just some...
Hey, even models got stinky clams.
Well, I'm not a model.
That's why I know it stinks.
It doesn't stink!
I love this.
I take care of my parts!
And we all do, but you know what? Sometimes you have a bad day, or sometimes you eat something that doesn't agree, and just things happen. Things slip out.
Nothing's slipping out.
Are you having a bad clam day?
No. I'll smell it myself. Look, it smells good.
Well, prosecution rests.
Mm-hmm. Case is solved. This is like an episode of Matlock.
Come over here. Let me smell it.
No. Let's talk about something else.
We can after I smell it. Once it's cleared, this conversation is over. Mm-hmm. If it don't stink, hang on a second. I got an OJ moment.
I know.
Somebody want to help me with something?
Man, I'm trying. Ink, rink, blink.
Ink.
If it don't stink, you must a queen. That's the best I can do.
That wasn't very good.
If odor don't vent, I will repent.
There you go. All right.
Yeah. That was decent.
Yeah.
It was decent.
Now let me smell it.
No.
I give you $2.
No. Why do you insist on smelling
Just
it?
Let me smell it.
But why do you want to smell it?
Because I'm the host of the show.
What does that mean? What does that have to do with anything?
There's got
to
be some kind of perks that come with this. And believe me, smelling your crotch ain't a perk.
So because you're the host,
you let me smell it.
Smell crotches?
We can't go into break. There are people sitting in their carts right now going, man, I don't know if she's going to do it or not.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know when I'm sitting here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I bet Dan would let me smell his crotch.
Okay,
yeah.
Go now.
If
go.
I smell Dan's crotch, you let me smell yours?
Yeah.
Swear.
Swear.
Swear on something good.
I swear on my dogs.
All right. Sorry, Dan.
I swear on my dogs.
Dude.
Kenzie, take your headphones off for a second. Take them off.
All the way off.
I won't whip.
I don't know if I can do that.
You know I can still hear y'all, right?
I didn't know that.
I'm talking out loud.
I won't breathe in.
I feel like you're like running for president. Oh, no, I'm not going to inhale.
I won't.
Really?
Man.
She probably can't see over on that side of the console, so.
Man, I got ethics.
I think we do that.
What?
What Kenzie did not hear. You just come over and do it.
I don't think I can now. Because if I get that close, I may want to smell it. And then what if I find out it was you letting them off?
Yeah.
It's all been an elaborate ruse.
The underdog wins.
You haven't won anything yet, front butt.
Yeah. Bart, all we know is your ass don't stink. It's a front that could reek.
I told you. I told you what my conditions were.
Well, all I know is I ain't smelled it. If I smell Dan's crotch, you let me smell your front.
I said yes. Yes. Man. And I'm not playing. I'm not playing.
Could I smell Alfie's instead?
Why would you want Alfie's instead of mine?
Somebody I'm not attracted to.
No, it has to be Dan's. Has to be Dan's.
Man, I can't do this.
Then you.
I don't need Jagger getting on the air in the morning going, I knew it! For years! I called it. I'm Jagger. I'm a homosexual. And I knew that show was gay the day I heard it. I tell you what.
It sets a bad precedent if you let her win.
What if I don't smell it? You just let me rub my finger around it and smell my finger.
No way!
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's nastier.
What? That is thought too, Dan.
What, you want my help?
Kenzie, this is your mother. Let him smell it.
Oh, my gosh. No. That's weird.
Kenzie, this is Mama. Mama. You let him smell it.
Well, that number one show in Dallas-Fort Worth 2 today. Argue with a chick about smelling her clam. Mm-hmm. Who won? We don't know yet.
I'll never hear the end of this either.
Tune in next time.
Ever.
Same clam channel.
Let me smell it.
No.
It'll be over in 2 seconds.
I told you.
Let me smell it.
I told you I would. All
right.
If you sniffed Dan's.
All right, Dan.
You came up with that on your own.
Fine. Dan, I can't do this. What if Chloe smells Dan's?
No, it was your idea. You stick to it. I said, yes, I would let you, but you set the rules, and I'm complying.
Yes, Francesca?
Oh, my God. Just freaking let them smell your crotch and get it over with. We got stuff to do out here.
Hey, that's Russ's problem, not mine.
I love you, Kenzie, but y'all do like a circle sniff or something. Just get the crap over. We got stuff to do.
Yeah, what about that? Yeah. What do we do with 69 sniff?
You're the one that's keeping this thing going.
I'm not keeping anything going. You're the one that's denying me a sniff. Just
it
let
is
me
not
have a
my
sniff.
Fault
just
we have not moved on to a different topic.
If it don't stink, how come I can't sniff it?
Because that's
how come
weird.
I can't sniff it if it don't stink?
Because I don't want my boss sniffing my crotch.
I'm not your boss. I'm your coworker.
You're whatever.
Now let me smell it.
Whatever you are.
This is my favorite show of all time.
I know. I can see it on your face.
I don't like it anymore.
I said your butt smelled nice, and let me smell the front.
I told you, you came up with the rules. You said you'd smell Dan's.
Man, I can't go that far.
Okay, then. Deal's off. Next topic.
I think all that means, Ken, is he's just going to dig deeper.
Well, that's not my fault.
It is your fault.
No,
all this would go away if you let him sniff it.
No.
2 seconds, and it's done.
No.
2 seconds. I think you're hiding something.
I am not hiding anything.
What are you hiding in there?
I'm not hiding anything.
What's between your legs?
I don't want my crotch sniffed.
Is it Amelia Earhart? You realize that if you let me smell it, you'll become iconic at Dallas-Fort Worth Radio.
That is true.
Why is that?
Because I just said it, and I'm iconic. Am I iconic?
Mm-hmm. He's iconic.
I'm iconic.
And when you're an icon, you say someone else is iconic, it transfers.
Mm-hmm. So I will be an icon known for the first girl to ever have her crotch sniffed.
Nah, I've sniffed plenty of crotches on the air.
Mm-hmm. He has.
You know, we're near the first.
Okay, good.
See?
No.
So you don't have to feel like a tramp. Now let me smell it.
I don't want anyone.
Russ had a good.
My crotch.
Russ had a good point. Is there? Are you trying to hide something?
No.
Is it Amelia Earhart?
What's wrong with it?
Is it Amelia Earhart's plane? Is it flight MH370?
Are there a bunch of Malaysians in your crotch?
No.
Nothing. Is there a black wrong. Box in your black box?
With my crotch. No.
I bet I get down there and sniff, and there's a voice recorder.
No.
What's in there? What is it you don't want me to know?
There's nothing.
I'm already
I don't
10
want
minutes
you
late.
To know.
You let me smell it, or
that is your fault, not mine.
I wonder how many people are still listening.
I know, mm-hmm. And they're probably very angry.
And they're going to be mad that what there's no payoff.
This is your show. You control the board.
Alfie
no.
says line 4.
No more phone calls.
Yes, Lindsay.
Russ, man up and just sniff Dan's crotch so I can go in the grocery store. I have a hungry husband at home.
Thank you.
So let's
how are you
going
to explain that to your husband? Hey, I couldn't buy dinner because Russ wouldn't sniff Dan's
thank you.
Well, you want her to do it, so you want her to let you.
I don't think it's the same thing,
Smelly.
I just threw that out as a false promise.
Well, be a man of your word.
Shut up, go in the store, bitch.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Savings. Individual savings may vary.
Damn seconds. Let me smell it. 6:44. Another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coyson, Eagles, Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Whataburger. Starting off in Fort Worth, eastbound Loop 820. Just before Mark Ford Parkway, got an accident blocking the center lane. Traffic has backed up back from Saginaw Main Street. In Arlington, westbound 20, just before 360, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Carrier Parkway. And finally, in Irving, southbound Loop 12, Walton Walker, right at Grawweiler, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back from I-35. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather, brought to you by ReverseLitter.com. Partly cloudy tonight, 61 for a low. Tomorrow, scattered storms and a high of 80. Right now, 74. The 97.1 Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle.
For a f***ing reason, the Russ Martin Show, only on the Eagle.
Phew.
I'm so sorry.
She's looking at me for direction.
Yeah.
Okay, who did I cut the camera to do the one? I went, pointed at Dan, mm-hmm. pointed at Chloe, pointed at Alfie, pointed at Kenzie, because there's a camera on Kenzie.
Yep.
And she couldn't find the camera, and then when she did, she went...
She's showing the finger. She's trying to say number one to every camera in the room except hers.
I went to your first, and then I went, wait.
She actually looked at my camera, which is next to her on the console, and she pointed at that. The problem is the lens does not point towards her.
Is this the one?
It was not that bad.
It looks like Ray Charles singing.
And you're the director, right, Kenzie?
You're directing the cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to try this again.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to get back to your clam.
Okay, wait. So
all right.
Dan, Chloe, Alfie,
Dan, Chloe,
me, you.
Alfie, you, and then me.
Okay.
And he gives you the direction, so he'll tell you, he'll point.
Okay.
Try it again.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the E. We'll be right back.
number one for a f***ing reason. The Russ Martin Show, only on The Eagle.
Still blew it, you're retard. Let me
that
smell
was
your...
better.
It was better, but let me smell your clam.
No, I keep forgetting what number. I'm not used to me having a camera. I messed up.
Well, clearly you're not, because every time you talk today, you never put it on yourself.
See, I... here. Stupid. It's so weird.
It was like it was for one second.
I feel really awkward right now because I'm on camera. No, there we go.
It's nice lighting. You look
weird.
Good. It's not really, the not corner weird. That you're in isn't really lit for somebody, but it looks good. You look attractive.
Thank you.
Now let me smell it.
No. No more calls either. Cause I,
oh,
no.
Okay. Well, certainly I'm going to take advice from somebody that's been at radio a year.
Here. Look, I'm going to waft it over to you.
Waft don't work. Noise doesn't help.
Mm-mm.
Oh, nasty. Oh, it does stink.
Oh, you liar.
Oh, you need to get a new SpongeBob.
What?
Hey, don't tell him not to interrupt me.
What, Jennifer?
Oh, hi, honey. How you doing, Russ?
Good.
Tell Kenzie, okay, I love her, by the way, and I'm so glad y'all invited her to the treehouse, but this is like her initiation. She's got to do this.
Yeah.
She's absolutely got to do this.
Kenzie's gotten off easy being on this show.
Really?
No joke.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry. Were you ever hit with a dookie cannon?
No, but I got slapped in the head with a spatula. Y'all talked about every single body part I own.
We've all done that.
We have never. Do you calm down?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Alfie has a detached retina.
That's right.
Well,
because we hit him with a Dan hit him with a frozen fish.
Because Russ told me to. And everything you were about to say, Kenzie, we have all been subjected to at some point. However,
have
we
you
all...
ever been drugged underneath the console by a gay man who wanted to blow you?
No.
Exactly.
I have.
It happened to Russ. And have you ever been bait for that same gay guy so Russ could escape?
No.
With your hands and ankles duct taped inside a tent.
What if...
I have.
Do you know who Shari is? Black chick that calls? She's about my age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She sounds like this.
Boy.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. She got really mad at me one day.
There's something really wrong with you.
She's usually right. And she doesn't hold
and
back.
And that woman's always right.
Yeah.
That woman is a child of God.
She's an angel on earth.
Mm-hmm. She is. I pray the day that I meet her.
Same here.
I think that woman is Stacy.
Because I think the day that she ain't Stacy, that's Shari.
Mm-hmm.
She's an angel.
Okay.
The day she touches me, that's better than being knighted by the queen.
Oh, God, be glorious.
What if Shari called and said, let him smell it?
Well, I don't know Shari, so that doesn't
really
affect
me. Well, I don't know her
me.
Either, but I can judge people based on different things.
Well, you know wisdom when you hear it.
But I don't view her that way, so why would
that motivate she's stupid?
Me?
You think Shari's stupid?
Absolutely not.
Okay. I think if Shari says smell it, you let me smell it.
I know.
That's a woman that knows.
I don't think Shari is.
It's a
really
woman
Shari.
Of the world. First of all, it is Shari.
I think Shari.
She's a woman of the world.
Is Big Stacy?
She is no. Big Stacy
is
Big
Stacy.
I think you've got someone queued up to call in.
There is nobody
comment.
You could do to nobody we could put on to fake. I
can't fake Shari.
Mm-mm.
I can come
no,
close.
Not you. Someone else.
No. It's a real Shari.
Yes, because every time y'all talk about...
Okay, fine. If you want to call Shari stupid...
I did not call her stupid.
Now, are you calling her stupid because she's a woman or because she's black?
You are such a...
This is an important question to answer, Kenzie.
I never called her
stupid.
Do
you
stupid.
Not respect her?
I never said...
I respect every person that calls this show.
I respect her. I never said she was stupid. I
so
just
it's
said
because
I don't
she's black.
Know her. No, I love black people.
That's what all racists say.
So you hate white people.
I love all people that are good people.
Hang on. Line two, Alfie?
Oh,
yes,
my
please.
God.
Yes, Shari.
Hi, Shari.
Yeah, Kenzie. Hey, remember you said you never douched in your life? That's why you don't want them to smell it.
See, this is the douche lady.
First of all, you just hang on, Shari.
Wait, you
just called a black woman a douche lady.
I did not call her a douche. She gave
why don't you
me
just
so
go ahead and go join the Klan
the
on the way home?
Wow.
She gave me so much crap for not using a douche. No, I didn't. Using a douche is horrific.
That is
for
nasty.
Your body.
You will not call listeners douche ladies on my show.
No.
I am sorry, Shari.
No.
Okay. That's why. She don't want you to smell it because she ain't never douche because she knows there's something smelly down there.
Douching is horrible for you.
Hang on a second.
Literally puts bacteria in your butt.
Stop screaming. Shari, you a douche woman, yeah?
No.
You don't douche?
Yeah, I douche. I told you that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So you keep...
When it's proper. I don't douche it daily, but when it's proper.
Let me ask you something as a friend and a sister. How often do you douche?
You know, after the intimacy, you know, and keep
I thought you
clean.
Were going to say something like, you know, after the Super Bowl.
after Labor Day?
No. After the intimacy, keep it clean.
I don't douche after Labor Day. That's got something you can't wear white.
You don't do it every day. That's why she don't want you to smell it, because she ain't never did it.
I clean myself every single day. Douching puts bacteria into your body.
You will not argue with a listener, especially Shari.
I'm not arguing. I'm just stating the fact. So why don't you smell Dan's and we can get on with this? Because I told you the rules. You came up with it. I said, yeah, I'd do it.
Mic's off.
Well, go ahead and let him do it then.
I'm not smelling Dan's crotch.
I'm talking about let him smell her.
Yeah.
If it ain't nothing wrong down there, it shouldn't be no problem.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. I don't want to get my vagina smelled live on the radio.
Why? It's just a little.
Yeah.
And that's it. Shari Neal. That's how long it would
you
take.
You come up here and let Russ smell your vagina, and I will gladly follow.
I'll smell Shari's vagina.
And no problem.
All right,
I smell
let's
it.
Do it.
I smell it all day. And I won't pinch my nose or use no snorkel or nothing. I smell it.
Okay, smell Dan's, and I'll let you smell mine. That
I smell
was
a woman. I smell a woman take care of her vagina. And Shari take care of her vagina. You take care of your vagina?
All right, then.
Praise God. Bless you, baby.
Hallelujah.
Now let me smell it.
After you smell Dan's. And douching is not good for you, by the way. I don't care what anybody says. It's an old school thing.
Douche is there for a reason.
That nurse called in that day and even backed me up. And
that
she's a
chick,
nurse.
That chick was anti-Massengale.
Mm-hmm. We don't know for sure if she was a nurse.
Yeah, she just could have said she's a nurse.
Yeah, I'm a nurse. Douche is bad.
Douching is not great for you.
She could work for somebody that is a competitor from Massengale.
Mm-hmm.
But you're pushing everything bad back up into you.
So you think that just by not cleaning it is a good idea.
I do clean it, though. What part of that? Like, I told you that every single day.
What's in there?
But your body
How come you don't want to smell it? What's in there?
There's nothing in there.
Is there a walking cane?
No.
A burrito?
No.
I bet there's a curb.
Absolutely not.
You're hiding something in your clam. What's in there?
There's nothing in there.
Is it October?
No.
How come I can't smell it?
Because I'm standing my ground. I don't want
you
to smell
it. Stand your ground. See what happens.
Anyone.
All I know, you done turned Shari against you.
Well, Shari's
which means
been against me.
All the black community is now against you.
Well, that sucks. Shari was against me from the get-go because she always thought I was disgusting because I didn't use a douchebag. No one's used douchebags anymore.
People use douchebags. Shari uses a douchebag.
This from the 60s or some crap.
Hey! One of our morning shows on KZPS is a douchebag. Sorry, Jim.
Do you see how Kinsey flippantly just disregards everything Shari says? It just shows her disdain for the black community.
Really, Alfie? Really?
Because it came from Shari. Because she's
my
black.
My two best friends are black.
Well, don't we all say that? Well, I can't be racist. I got black friends. I can't be racist because I smell the black woman tea.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way I could be racist.
Wait, what?
Do we have one more break?
Yes.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, let's break.
Well, I think somebody's going past 7 o'clock because you ain't getting out of here without getting your smell.
Well, I'm not staying to be in that dumb video anymore then.
I don't want you in the video.
Fine.
Plus, you probably would hold up the wrong number of fingers. No. Still the one.
Kenzie, that's four.
Oh.
That's a fist.
Okay. Isn't that closer?
Technically.
What about that?
That's seven.
Which is?
Several.
Y'all are dicks.
I will allow that. Now, let me smell the opposite.
Oh, Baha, that was so clever. No!
This, you know, this is amazing. I'm on Kenzie's Facebook. I do not see one black person on here, on her friends list. There is a picture of a cat with a pizza slice on its head before I've seen a black person.
Huh? I didn't put that.
That's it. I knew it.
Go to my albums.
I don't have to go to your album.
I'm looking at your friends.
You hate black people. You ain't got no black friends.
How many friends I have?
You ain't got no black friends.
Yes, I do.
I'm Officer Lonnie. I tried to become a friend on your Facebook, and you denied me every time.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No,
and it doesn't help your cause, Kenzie, when you say, well, look at how many friends I've got. Yeah, no, you have a lot of friends on Facebook. What makes it even more damning that I don't see any black people
There's
on here.
How come there ain't no black people? How come there ain't no black people on your Facebook?
There
Is it white Facebook?
Y'all are just trying to
We're
get
not
me
trying
killed.
Anything. Let the man smell your clam. Mm-hmm.
No.
Let the man smell your clam.
Let the man smell your clam.
Really?
Let the man smell your clam.
Attica,
let the man smell your clam. Let the man smell your clam.
Come on. Think of it like the seventh inning.
Seventh inning stretch.
Yeah, stretch.
With all due respect, Officer Lonnie.
Yeah, I don't feel no respect from you, you old stinky ass.
Here's the Swedish chef on her friends list. Still no
Who's
black
the
people.
The Swedish chef?
There are
from the Muppets?
I have black friends.
Oh, okay. So you'll befriend the Swedes, but not black people.
I don't even know
people.
Who that is.
You pick people in the middle.
Oh, my God. You're friends with an Oakland A's fan before I've seen a black guy.
You nasty whore. You lucky I got a break. I got to pull some bitches over. Bitches that let me smell their clams. Let the man smell your clams.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
704. This is KEGO, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over to myplates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Only a couple incidents out there right now, and neither of them really that bad. We'll start off in Fort Worth, eastbound North Loop 820, just before Mark Ford Parkway. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is kind of slow back from Saginaw Main Street. And also in Arlington, westbound 20, just before 360, got an accident there. This one's in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back from Carrier Parkway. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 825 for a shot toward a pair of tickets to go see 3 Days Grace this Thursday, actually, at the Bob Factory, plus entry for you and a guest to the 3 Days Grace Lounge, also on Thursday up here at the Eagle. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by ReverseLitter.com. Tonight, partly cloudy and 61. Tomorrow, scattered storms and a high of 80. Right now, it is 74. 97.1 to Eagle.
Attention, all insecure, bashful bitches with self-esteem issues. Are you tired of dealing with kind, good-natured men in your life? Do you have severe daddy issues? Do you crave approval from the wrong kind of man? In order to strengthen our female numbers, the Renegades at Pretty Little Dan, Inc. have created the ultimate dando for you bitches with emotional baggage. Introducing the Bad Boy Dando. The Bad Boy Dando will give your pussy the perilous pounding it needs to make you feel validated. Developed on the mean streets of Detroit, the Bad Boy Dando doesn't take any shit from anybody. The Bad Boy Dando is adorned with a barbed wire tattoo, a leather jacket, and bracelets with spikes all over them, just to ensure you'll have a slit-slashing good time. After getting to know you, the Bad Boy Dando will point out all your flaws as a female and explain to you why it's God's will that you have periods. The Bad Boy Dando comes complete with a switchblade, a pack of cigarettes, and your choice of either a motorcycle or the sweet-ass car from Greece. You'll be burning up the birth canal with the Bad Boy Dando, featuring our all-new artificial intelligence bad attitude chip. The Bad Boy Dando
will never listen to you, but always tell you when you're being a bitch. But the innovations don't stop there. The Bad Boy Dando is the first Dando that will get you pregnant. That's right. We've genetically combined real seed from Dan O'Malley with the most fiendish genetic code from Billy the Kid, Han Solo, MC Scat Cat from the Opposites Attract music video, and Vladimir Putin. All to create the most foul, degenerate DNA possible. And once it's got you pregnant, the Bad Boy Dando will disappear completely. The true heartbreak that you deserve. Order now and receive 3 self-help books that will make you think you can change the Bad Boy Dando into a suitable husband. It's the Bad Boy Dando, another fine product from PLD Inc. Bitches.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I don't want to smell it now. Dan finished news. I bet it's something nasty and rancid.
No, it's
not. I don't
want to
smell it. And how dare you call Big Stacy a black woman?
Okay.
That was pretty wrong.
I did not call Big Stacy a black
woman. You yes, you did. No, okay. Big Stacy.
Okay. No, no.
First of all, oh my God. Just because I wear a dress doesn't make me a woman, okay? I just wear that dress for my people.
You wear it because you're raising money for fallen police officers and firefighters and their families. Praise God.
Thank you, sir. I do that. I do that proudly. Okay. I wear that dress proudly. But that don't make me a woman. I'm offended.
Big Stacy, I love you. I did not.
No, you don't. No,
mean
you don't.
To
you
call
don't
you
me.
A woman.
You don't love me. You don't love my people. You matter of fact, at the white trash party, you just ignored me. Oh, you're Big Stacy? Hey, and you just walked off. Ooh.
I did not. I gave really? You a hug.
No, you did not.
Yes, I'm offended. Did.
I'm offended, and my people are offended that you would even talk about us. You have no black friends. I tried to be your black friend, but you didn't want me as your black friend.
Man, that's sad. I can't believe you think you hugged him at the white trash party.
I did, and I have black friends. I'm the farthest thing from racism. My vagina
niggers.
Smells awesome.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
You hate niggers.
Do you?
What?
What'd you say?
You hate niggers.
Do you?
You can't say that on air.
A black man can?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, he said it. Say it again.
I'm hurt. The only true friend I have on this show is Russ Martin.
Mm-hmm. I do not
And Dan
hate...
and mm-hmm. Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
And Alfie.
That's right.
Well, I don't want to be your friend either, because you're mean to me.
And you know why? You know why she don't want to be your? She don't want to be your friend.
You don't want to be my friend because you're a nigger. That's what it is.
Oh my gosh, this is so uncomfortable. Yeah. Absolutely not.
You the one that brought all this on yourself.
You remind me of J.D. Ryan. Wait, where is your sheet in the hood?
Mm-hmm.
That was cold.
They call him Balls.
Thank you, boss.
I have absolutely nothing against black people.
I love that he sings along to his own theme music.
What is this? Like, try to ruin Kenzie's life day? And ruin
all it would take is 2 seconds to let me smell it, but I don't want to smell it now because I bet it's something just absolutely post-hurricane Corpus Christi rancid.
Yeah. Do you have any idea the crap that I'm going to get after today?
Can you imagine all the crap you would not get if you let him smell it?
I'm sorry that I am classy and I have respect for myself that
You're
I
classy.
Don't want
You got tattoos from a guy in a wheelchair in a basement.
One.
That's classy.
Turn my mic back on. Tattoo. Singular.
One tattoo. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. You, Audrey Hepburn.
You the same as Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you don't want me to smell it because I can smell racism on your clam.
Okay. Oh. You know what?
I don't want to smell it.
You are trying to completely.
I got
nothing.
Turn
my mic back on.
Uh-huh.
Turn it on.
I'm sorry. Whose show was this?
Turn it on.
That is the wrong button.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine.
I don't want to smell it now.
Fine.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Something's wrong with it.
I'm saying okay.
Uh-uh.
I'm saying okay.
Nope.
It's the Russ Martin Show.
Hey, you found it.
Smell it.
Nope.
Okay, fine.
Nasty.
Okay. I said okay.
I'd rather go over to Harry Hines and smell one for free.
Okay.
Yeah, that's advertising.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just hold up to the window.
Yeah. To them, that's just sampling the product.
Mm-hmm. It's enticing.
Is it good? Let me smell it. Shout. Passes.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the exhaust that they put on the fast food restaurants. So you smell it when you drive by.
Mm-hmm.
You get tempted. You gotta stop to the drive thru, get some fries.
I don't want to smell yours. Yours probably smells like PBQ.
Okay, fine.
PBQ?
I'm fixing to press the on button.
You can push it all you want. Nothing's gonna happen. Mash it.
After what you put your lip.
Mm-hmm.
That was rude.
That's why they call it master control.
I said fine.
I don't smell it now.
Okay, fine. You put your listeners through all of this, and
you put the listeners through it.
Yes, I finally acquiesce, and you're
like, no. Dan, what other news do you have?
Well, besides Kinsey doing stupid things, teenagers do stupid things all the time, and that includes now trying to do the Kylie Jenner challenge. This is where they suck on a bottle. The reason why is because apparently she has very plump lips, but she's denying that she's had any sort of work done. While keeping in mind that she's like 17 years old. So anyway, she's saying she has not had plastic surgery, but kids are trying to copy the look by doing the Kylie Jenner challenge where they suck on a bottle or a shot glass in order to make their lips plump up. It's not exactly clear.
How does that work?
I think it's like a suction thing. Basically, you're just...
It's like a hickey on your lips.
Shut up! Nobody's talking to you, stinky clam!
You know what? You are so rude.
Stanky Bob.
Mm-hmm.
I said you could smell it.
I don't want to smell it now. I'd have begged too long.
Okay, fine.
Plus, I'm sure there's something rancid and racist in there.
No, there is nothing rancid or racist.
I bet if I sniff hard enough, a hood will pop out. And it ain't the hood from what you're thinking.
You probably get close enough if you smell something burning.
Mm-hmm.
You're not.
I bet it smelled like Mississippi.
You're not being nice at all. I said yes.
About Willem Dafoe in there.
I bet he's in there along with Popeye Doyle. What's it called?
Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gene Hackman, Willem Dafoe in there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you smell Mississippi?
I said smell it.
I don't want to smell it.
Why?
God. I'd asked too long. Had I said, let me smell it, you let me smell it, then I'd smell it.
Oh, whatever.
But I had to ask for almost an hour. You wasted listeners' time.
No,
now we're
you.
Eating into Nikki Six's time.
Once again.
I don't want to smell it.
That is your fault. It's
I
your
bet
fault
it's just
only.
Nasty. I bet it smells like there's a commode and a bird cage in there.
It does not.
Well.
And I'm willing to prove it right now.
Me thinks she does.
But you're too chicken-esque.
Stink too much.
Anyway, it's not clear how dangerous the Kylie Jenner suck on a shot glass challenge might be, but some kids are getting some ugly bruising around their mouths because
you can do it by sucking on a piece of glass?
On a bottle or a shot glass. In other words, it's something where it makes the O thing. Yeah, kind of like your bottle.
No.
And just suck real hard.
Put your lips inside of it.
Oh, you put your lips inside of it? Okay. Yeah, lips inside.
Like, I can't do it with this bottle.
Like this.
How?
Let me do it with your clam.
No.
Fine. Had your chance.
Stinky
that
ass.
That wouldn't even work.
Why don't you put a seawall around your clam? And I mean that in two ways.
Oh, so clever.
Actually, it was pretty clever.
Shut up.
Just admit, you're bad you didn't think of it.
Alfie, is that Big Stacy again?
That is not Big Stacy.
Okay.
Good.
Yes, Kay.
Oh, hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I enjoy your show most days. You know, there's some times where it's a little off, but most days I enjoy it. But my problem is I don't care, you know, whether you're black, white, or whatever. I find using the N-word very offensive. I'm a black woman. I grew up, my family, and growing up and the people I was around and in my family, we didn't use the word, nor do I use the word now.
And I understand that's your choice, I will not let white people say it. Big Stacy is black.
No, it's not even about white people saying it, but I don't agree with black people saying it either.
And that's fine as well. But it's my option is to leave it up to black people to use it or not. White people,
but
it ain't your word.
You can't bleep it out even if he chooses to use it?
It's his word. It's allowed by it's allowed by the FCC. To me, that word is more offensive than the F word, but the FCC allows the N word.
To be used?
Say what?
You said it's allowed by the FCC too.
I know what the FCC allows.
I know. I'm saying.
Trust me, baby.
I didn't hear you.
I'm all over it. I know it. But I'm the fact that Kenzie doesn't like black people, that should offend you.
Yeah. That is a lie.
baby, that's just a retarded white person talking in the background. I got to go.
Are you trying to get me killed?
That's not going to get you killed. Just because black people don't agree with you doesn't mean you could get killed. Mm-mm. What kind of racism is that?
That's pretty awful.
I'm not racist.
Well, why are you afraid?
I'm fixing to rip this microphone off this table and whack you all except Chloe and Alfie in the head with
Well, then I'm calling South Lake PD.
Mm-hmm. Call them!
It's only fair.
Yeah, it's about time somebody else got it. Even, what was her name, Kay?
Yeah.
She didn't like you either.
She never said a word about me.
She didn't get a chance.
She did not say, and I was the one that was in shock as soon as I heard him use the N-word, and I said
he's
I felt uncomfortable.
Man. He's a black man. He can use a word if he wants.
No, that's
white
not
people,
my place.
It ain't your word.
No, mm-hmm. It's not.
I, and
it just
the people,
caught me off guard.
Just go, calm down, you racist.
Oh, my God. I hate you. I hate
All
you.
This could have stopped over an hour and a half ago had you just let me smell it.
No, just like a girl, though, got to draw it out for drama.
Oh, let me smell your butt. Treat me like trash.
The tease. Yeah. The tease. She lets you smell the bad part.
And I even said the bad part smelled okay.
So it would lead you to believe that's typically the bad part. The front part would, part should be good. The bad part.
It should smell better.
Yeah.
Okay.
All I know is about an hour and a half ago, somebody came in here. And there was a stench, and it followed somebody in.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't
somebody
me.
Fed a stench, and it followed them back into the studio.
It wasn't me.
Well,
there's no way for us to know that because
I said you can smell it. You want to smell it?
I don't smell it now.
I'm coming over here.
You make me smell it. I'm gonna get you fired. How dare you command me to smell your clean?
People already hate me now and think I'm a dirty racist.
Well, let me think. Who on this show right now sounds maniacal?
I don't even know what that means.
For more information on the Russ Martin Show, the calm, collected Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanOMalley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can find and follow all of us, including Stinky Kinsey, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all things 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. Nikki Six is up next. And for all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190TalkRadio.com. Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right, see you guys tomorrow. Woo!
The Metroplex.